smoking areas when you have a perfect light enough to go off. tonight to deliver your first telegram, don't forget the game in Rocky Rock County to deliver tonight's official game ball plus ceremonial first pitch. And here to do the honors tonight, we have State Representative from District 81, Brooks Langlands.
To Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Just a couple of moments ago, heard and saw a weather forecast for this evening. Shocker. It's going to be warm, and that's nice. It's going to be 80 degrees. That's what we have now, and probably upper 70s through most of the game. And as you might hear in the background, because sometimes Mother Nature busts her way into the foreground, it is going to be windy. This is very similar to what we saw in Wichita, Kansas, the entire recent stay there. We will have wind tonight at 25 miles an hour, gusting to 30. It is largely blowing inward from right center, so we'll have to wait and see how the baseball will track, but the wind will be a factor here this evening. And this evening brings us game two of a six-game series between the Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders, AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Pitching matchup in this one, Ryan Cusick goes to the mound for the Hounds. He is an outstanding prospect, one of the guys who came over in the trades that the A's made just before the start of the season. Ryan will make his third start, and it's been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Cusick to this point. We'll give you his numbers, but well, for one thing, when he is going, he is really, really fun to watch. Ryan Cusick on the mound. Austin Weems also on the prospect list for the Texas Rangers. Austin has had a bit of a struggle of it. He's made three appearances, two as a starter and one in relief. He's 0-1 with a 14.29 ERA, but just as it is with batting averages, you know, you're hitting 117. You go 4-for-5, and all of a sudden you're going to the Hall of Fame. Well, you have one good outing, of course, and you whack those numbers down. So take them with a grain of salt. But for Ryan Cusick, the ERA is 7.04, and for Austin Weems, 14.29. Rockhounds and the Rough Riders, good ball game last night. The Rockhounds win it on a walk-off sacrifice fly by Kyle McCann in the ninth inning. Final score was 4-3, so the South Division tightening up a little bit. And we're only 16 games in, of course, but it's always remarkable, isn't it, just how quickly these half seasons get into full gear. The Rough Riders, I should say, lead the division by one game. Let's take you downstairs now for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, the rain.
Star-Spangled Banner from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Breezy, and right now the field is in shadows, at least to get this going. Should have, as mentioned, just about 80 degrees, and we'll see how Mother Nature is going to affect this ball game. You know, baseball weighs 6 ounces, and you get over that 20 to 25 mile an hour wind, and at some point the wind is going to win, at least to a point, so we shall see tonight. Started to mention the Rough Riders are the one-game lead over both the Rockhounds and Amarillo in the South Division. Amarillo also a winner in last night's play. So things tightening up a little bit 16 games in to this 2022 season. Ryan Cusick has baseball in hand. Warm-up toss is underway. He'll throw the first pitch of the ball game right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Warm-up toss is concluded now for Ryan Cusick. Throw goes through to second base, and we are just moments away from getting this underway. Jonathan Ornelas will lead it off for the Rough Riders. Right-handed hitting third baseman will stand in. Ornelas will lead it off. J.P. Martinez, boy, did he have a ball game last night. A little bit of everything. Martinez in the on-deck circle. He is the center fielder again tonight. And Ezekiel Duran will bat in the three spot. He is the shortstop. So it'll be Ornelas, Martinez, and Duran to face Ryan Cusick. Up getting some of the guys from the Frisco bullpen who decide they want to be in the dugout. So they come jogging down to down the track. Now we're ready to go. Actually, it's probably the starting pitcher and company, Austin Weems, heading for the dugout. Had a lot of company. Here's Ryan Cusick. Here's the first pitch of our ball game, and it is up and in, and underway we are. Boy, close to right on the money. Had the pitcher's not delayed, would have been right at 6:30. Just messing with you guys. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on it, popped in the air. Now, first look at the wind. Chase Calabuie, foul ground, first baseman looking, and that ball, wow, that'll be pushed well into the seats. Well, there's indication number one, and again, the wind, tough to really gauge precisely, let's say inward from right center field. It's swirling, as it quite often does. It looked like Chase thought he might have had a shot at that when the ball jumped off the bat, but it quickly, that ball got pushed well into the seats. Tried to hide the microphone or protect it as best we could, but that wind is blowing right in this way tonight, so sorry for the rumbling, but boy, that's the mic and the wind. The bouncer right at the plate is a foul ball, and the count is 1-2 to Jonathan Ornelas, the leadoff batter. Right-handed hitter at 345, off to a terrific start. Twist and pitch by Cusick, ground ball sharply deflected off Cusick's glove, and that'll go for a base hit out towards second base. Zach Geloff will play it there, but nothing he can do with it. So, sharply hit ball, deflected by the pitcher, ironically, and of course you can't tell the pitcher not to reach for it. That's a natural reaction. But I think if that ball had gotten past Ryan, it probably would have been handled at second by Zach Geloff, who was shading that way. Instead, a leadoff base hit, and here's J.P. Martinez. Riders among the active roster have only a couple of left-handed hitters. Got a switch hitter as well. Pitch high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. So it is 8 right-handed hitters and J.P. Martinez. Well, J.P. 3-for-4, home run, bunt, single, double, stolen base in last night's game. 286 the average. The home run last night is 3rd. He has 8 driven in. Stretch by Cusick, pitch to the plate, looking to bunt, comes up empty, throw to first base again, he's out! A pickoff at first base, and out is Ornelas. William Simonite to Chase Calabuig, and the pickoff goes 2-3. Boy, a snap throw. Let's see, they appeal as to whether or not Martinez offered it that. I kind of thought he did too, but nope, did not go around, so he drew the bat back in time to avoid the strike. It's 2-0 to the left-handed hitter. Pitch to the outside corner is a strike, and the count is 2-1. So Ryan Cusick gives up the base hit off his glove, but his catcher helps him out. It's William Simonite. Picks the runner off first base. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Good off-speed delivery. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Martinez. Blake Krim, the first baseman, will bat cleanup. Krim is at first. Justin Foscue will bat fifth at second base. Foscue, the second baseman. Swing and a foul straight back to the screen. Count stays 2-2. Josh Stowers in left field will bat number 6. Stowers in left. Kellen Strom in right field will bat 7th. Strom is in right. The twist and pitch by Cusick drops down low to the dirt. Count full now, 3-2 to Martinez. Sandro Fabian will be the designated hitter, and he'll bat number 8, Fabian the DH. And Matt Watley will bat 9th. He's the catcher in game 2 of this series. Matt Watley behind the dish. Here's the payoff now from Cusick. Ball hard hit, right field. That is high and deep. Will the wind keep it playable? Nope, it's going to get into the bullpen. That is a home run. Well, that's a short porch home run, but he got all of it. There's a lot of wind out there. Martinez with his second home run in as many games. Same spot, too. Last night he pulled one out of here over the bullpen wall. This drops into the bullpen, but I think he hit this one every bit as hard as he did last night. J.P. Martinez. Boy, he is loving West Texas so far. He is 4-for-5 with 2 home runs. So a 1-0 ball game, 2 hard-hit balls. That initial base hit, while it was a deflection, was still really hard hit by Ornelas. So here's Ezekiel Duran now. Right-handed hitter, 242 average, a home run, five, driven in. Duran, a high prospect for the Rangers, takes down and away for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. So the Riders on top, a 1-0 ball game. Well, that's just a laser off the bat of Martinez. Pitch, high strike, count evens at 1-1. So Ornelas, Martinez, and Duran, who is now at the plate, they're up top. Krim, Foscue, and Stowers in the middle of the order. And Strom, Fabian, and Watley rounded up. Swinging a fly ball to center. Coming on is Michael Goldberg, and he will haul it in. Coming in toward the infield. Well-hit ball. Again, that wind is really strong. One man, they make it 2 down in the inning with a pickoff, of course, being the first out. And now Blake Krim, right-handed hitter. He's the first baseman. Blake at 278, a home run and 8 runs driven in. Facing Ryan Cusick, his 3rd start of the season. And his 2nd here. Pitch swung on, high fly ball right field and drifting over and with room. And Shane Selman adjusting with the wind and he will haul it in. So fly ball to right field, no damage done there, but damage done by J.P. Martinez again. 1 run, 2 hits. The pickoff, very, very big. Without it, that would have been a 2-run home run. So kudos to William Simonite behind the dish. After a half-inning Village Car Wash score, the Rough Riders won, and against left-hander Austin Weems, Rockhounds are coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Left-hander Austin Weems will go to the mound for the Rough Riders, and he gets to the bump with a one-run advantage on the J.P. Martinez home run. Max Schumann will lead it off. Max moving to shortstop in this game. Schumann at short. Max will be the leadoff hitter. Zach Gelof had a big game last night, three base hits. He'll bat second and play second. Zach Gelof at second base. Chase Calabuig will bat third and play the three spot. Chase Calabuig at first base. Pitch to Schumann, sails up and in. Bottom of the first underway. Field kind of drifting in and out of all shadows to maybe some veiled sunlight. Chase takes high and away. Max does high and away for ball two. Calabuig is mentioned batting third, playing the three spot. So Schumann, Gelof, and Calabuig will lead it off. 2-0 pitch. Bounced foul at the plate. 2-1. Middle of the order, Devin Foyle is the left fielder batting cleanup. Devin at left. Jeremy Eierman will bat fifth and play the five position. Jeremy Eierman at third base. Jordan Diaz in the lineup as the designated hitter. Jordan Diaz, the DH. William Simonite, the catcher, will bat seventh. Simonite behind the dish. Shane Selman batting eighth in right field. Selman is in right. Here's Weems with a 2-1 pitch to Schumann. Got the back door with a good-looking pitch, 2-2. Michael Goldberg rounds out the order in center field. Michael Goldberg batting number nine. Weems set to go. Left-handed delivers. Just inside. Full count, 3-2. Schumann, Gelof, and Calabuig up top. Foyle, Eierman, and Diaz in the middle. Simonite, Selman, and Goldberg rounded out for the Rockhounds. 3-2 pitch way outside. That one, you can see it. That one just slipped right off the fingertips. And Max Schumann with a leadoff walk. Left-hander on the mound, so we'll see if that affects whether or not he might be running. Avery Weems, resident of, in fact, born and raised in Flagstaff, Arizona. Originally drafted by the White Sox, came over to the Rangers organization via trade. Zach Gelof, the batter, had three base hits last night. Right side of the infield, wide open. He gets out in front of this one, bounces it foul over toward the Frisco dugout on the third base side. So 0-1 the count. For Austin Weems, he's made three appearances. They have been very short in duration. One of them was in relief, and the other two was a starter. Those being the only two options, very good. 0-1 count, pitch to the plate, down and in, blocked, and Schumann will move up that pitch in the dirt. So down to second goes Schumann on the wild pitch. So runner in scoring position. That would be a tying run, and count is 1-1 to Zach Gelof. Zach at 353 has a little personal business going that I will not mention out loud until this AB or plate appearance is over. Boy, outfield is shallow. That's a direct result of the wind, which is blowing in time. What do we have? Automatic ball, perhaps? Yep, automatic ball. Two balls and one strike. Boy, this new enforcement of the pitch clock. I really don't like a clock like that in a baseball diamond, but sure like the results. Swinging a foul back, it's 2-2. And again, the umpires, and I think, by the way, a compliment, I think they've really done a nice job. They are supposed to kind of, that's a point of emphasis, to is to enforce the pitch clock. And there are instances where it's probably right down to it. I think Zach Gelof wanted to make sure on the count right there. So now two balls, two strikes. Schumann, the runner in scoring position. A walk and a wild pitch. Pitch low and in. And boy, that one got away, but blocked just enough by Matt Watley behind home plate. 3-2 the count. Zach, a couple of home runs and 10 driven in. The power basically all came, vast majority of it, those first three games in Amarillo. He has really been solid. Remember, a year ago, he was playing college ball. 3-2. Pitch to Zach. And, boy, just inside. Ball four. So, 2-1 with nobody down. For Austin Weems, as he will now face Chase Calabuig, in his three outings, 5 2/3 innings, he's given up 9 base hits. So, not quite 2 hits per inning, but almost. And that's going to bring a visit from pitching coach Jeff Andrews. 9 runs all earned. He's given up 3 home runs as Austin Williams. He's walked 4 coming into the game and struck out 8. So he strikes out well over a batter per inning. But he's given up almost 2 hits per inning and walked almost 1 batter per inning. So, and again, those numbers, of course, are so based on just such a small sample size. And, of course, when it's right out of the gate, and if you struggle, that ERA is going to stare back at you with a less than friendly look. By the way, speaking of pitching, I'm going to tell you, I watched a baseball game today, but I didn't have it on kind of in the background. The Tulsa game was played earlier today. Tulsa defeated Corpus Christi 5-1. Corpus did not get a hit until I believe it was the 7th inning. Came up with only 2 hits in the game. They broke the shutout with 2 outs in the 9th. Corpus won yesterday 2-1 in that series. Tulsa won today 5-1. Pitching's been outstanding in that series in Tulsa. Now, delivery swung on Calabic. Ground ball, 2 hops, sharp to second. Throw to shortstop for 1. Not going to get Calabic. He'll beat it out. But fielder's choice goes 4-6. Out at second is Geloff. Calabuig is on at first, and coming to third is Matt Schumann. Sharply hit ball. It's about halfway between first and second, and that's where Foscue had him played, but that made for a long throw, of course, to shortstop. So they get the in-between runner, first and third, and here's Devin Foyle. Left-hander hitter, Devin is the left fielder, comes into the game at 3-19. Pitching in. Defensively is called strike boy, just knee high outside edge. So if that got there, that's a great pitch. Ornelas, pretty much to the edge of the grass at third. Middle infielders back up the middle. Of course, first base, Blake Krim holding on the runner. Pitch from Weems, just low and away. Count 1-1. Devin Foyle, couple of home runs. He has 10 driven in. And with pretty good plate discipline and judgment, 1-1 pitch, just as I say, that swings and misses at a pitch to the dirt, of course. 1-2 the count. Sun coming out a little bit, and when it does, left side of the infield and left field in particular will battle Mother Nature a bit, wind and sun. 1-2 pitch, pass the pitcher, deflected off his glove, retrieved in the throw to first, and in time, terrific play by Duran, run scores. Marvelous play by Ezekiel Duran. Ball deflected off the glove of pitcher Austin Weems. But that was retrieved by Duran, who throws just in time to get Devin Foyle. So Devin, a ground out, but it does bring home a run, and this game is tied. So the Riders did it on one swing. The Rockhounds have absolutely Frankensteined it together with 2 walks, a wild pitch, and a bounce out. Couple of bounce outs. Here's Jeremy Ironman now. Runner in scoring position. It's Chase Calabuig. Backdoor pitch is a good one. Called strike and a breaking ball. 0-1. Well, each team on the board. Drastically different paths to the same end result. A 1-1 tie. Ironman waits. Jeremy from the right side. 267 the batting average coming in with 3 home runs and 12 driven in. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good changeup. Count is 0-2. Austin Weems, 6-1, 220. And originally drafted by the Chicago White Sox. Left-hander delivers line drive, left side, base hit, going to send the runner. There may be a play. Here is Stower's throw, and it's going to be a little bit wide. And, well, going in standing up is Chase Calabuig. Well, that's a good swing of the bat by Jeremy Ironman. That was just a line shot, and it just seems to me we've seen a lot of this year. That was an 0-2 pitch. So really good AB, and, of course, all the more frustrating for any time a pitcher you give up an 0-2 base hit. He really smacked it. So the line drive, RBI, 13 ribbies for Jeremy Ironman on the year. And the Rockhounds take a 2-1 lead. Here's Jordan Diaz. He's the designated hitter. A little sunshine now breaking through. Pitch from Weems. Down the middle, maybe a bit low. 1-1, no strikes. Shadow just creeping out to the base of the pitcher's mound. Not quite there and up past first base. So batter, catcher, umpire, and first baseman, runner and umpire, and first base coach in the shadows. 1-0 pitch, drops down and in. Two balls and no strikes. A couple of walks set the table. Those both turned into runs. Stretch now by Weems, comes set, hands at the belt. Austin with a pitch, fastball sharply hit. One long hop at third, handled by Ornelas. Throw in plenty of time. Sharply hit, but well within the reach of the Frisco third baseman. So the Rockhounds, Frankenstein, a couple together. Two runs on one base hit, no errors, and the Hounds leave one man on base. So we are playing baseball this Wednesday evening, game number two of this series. And after one inning, our Village Car Wash score reads, the Rockhounds 2 and Frisco 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of the second, Justin Foscue will lead it off for Frisco. 2-1, Rockhounds on top. Ryan Cusick goes back to the mound, fires a fastball right down the middle at 94. No one count. Foscue, then Josh Stowers, and Kellen Strom. Ball game in the top half of inning number two, game two of this series. Pitch from Ryan down and away, one ball and one strike. Justin Foscue hitting .227, a home run, six driven in. 1-1 pitch, ground ball foul, well wide of third, one ball and two strikes. I don't know the technology, and I always see eye to eye, but I love it sometimes when computers do goofy things. I'm looking at the scoreboard, just glancing at it. A swing and a miss. A changeup and out on strikes is Foscue. Good pitch by Ryan Cusick. That is his first strikeout of the game. So Foscue retired on strikes. One down for Josh Stowers. According to the MILB online scoreboard, in the Texas League right now, Portland is leading Somerset 1-1. I've been in this league in a while. I don't recall those teams. Pitcher called strike to Stowers. It's 0-1. Yeah, double A, yes, double A, correct. Texas League, Portland and Somerset. No, I don't think so. 0-1 pitch. That'll get there. Called strike two. Two off-speed pitches from Cusick, and again, he can certainly touch that 95-plus. Flirts with triple digits. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball away. Boy, that had to be tempting. Didn't miss by much. Count goes 1-2. Josh Stowers at .316. No home runs, two driven in. Sunshine fairly bright now as Cusick delivers. A swing and a miss, he got it. Boy, didn't throw him much heat in that sequence. 86-mile-an-hour breaking pitch got him, so it's two up, two down, both on strikes, and that'll bring up Kellen Strom. Kellen, the right fielder, like Josh Stowers, did not play in last night's series opener. Kellen, 5-for-28, but he gets on base quite a bit. Pitch high for a ball, 1-0. Strom hitting just .179. But he's also drawn 10 bases on balls. Right-handed hitter, Pitch by Cusick. Fires down and away. Ball two. So two balls, no strikes. Kellen, no home runs. Four driven in. Shadow now starting to creep up the upslope of the mound toward the shoes of Ryan Cusick, who delivers up high. Ball three. In Ryan's first outing, which was here against Corpus Christi, he was almost unhittable. He went five innings, two hits, no runs, two walks, and eight strikeouts. He fires and gets the outside corner here for a 3-1 count. But in Wichita, it just didn't go well for him. And I don't know that Wichita smacked the ball all around the ballpark, but they made it rough on him. Pitched down the middle, but a low ball four, and Ryan knew it. He overthrew that a bit. So walk number one, Strom. That's his 11th walk of the season against 11 strikeouts. Sandro Fabian is the batter. At Wichita, Ryan went 2 2/3 innings, gave up 5 base hits. He walked 3, struck out only 1. That might be the telltale, and did give up 6 runs when all was said and done. Strom the lead. Pitch to the plate. Good fastball at 95 outside half of the plate, 0-1. Sandro Fabian at 241, a home run and 5 driven in. 0-4 in last night's series opener with 1 strikeout. Turn in a toss to first base, the first of the 2 allowable tosses without any obligation. After you throw over there twice, though, then you have to get him if you go back that way. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count is 1-1. Trying to think of who it was. It was a major league broadcast that I just was kind of watching in passing, and they were talking about the pickoff attempt rules in minor league baseball. And one of the guys said, you know, if those rules had been in effect when Ricky Henderson was playing, he said he would have stolen 300 bases in a year. And if you know the guy's out of attempts, he has to get you, or he gets you second base automatically, man. Ricky, go crazy. Here's a swing and a foul tip. And the count is 1-2. Rockhounds 2, Frisco 1, top of the second inning. Kellen Strom, the base runner. Couple of whiffs and a walk in the inning for Ryan Cusick. Wind has shifted a little bit right now. It's now right to left. Foul pole to foul pole and occasionally swirling inward. The pitch, check swing. Did he go? Well, he did. Wow, and out on strikes is Sandro Fabian. He doesn't agree. And, boy, that was interesting that the home plate umpire made the call without benefit of an appeal. So no runs or hits. One walk and one man left on base. 1.5 innings complete. Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 2, Frisco 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Last half of inning number 2, Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Good rivalry. Going back to, I meant to look it up to be sure, 03, I believe, right? They go through in 03 the first year, then they won it and won the Texas League title in 04, did the Rough Riders, under the guidance of Tim Ireland, one of the great characters in minor league baseball. Just double-check the weather conditions, and that breeze is anywhere from 22 to 26 miles an hour right now as You go to the bottom of the second. Here is William Simonite. First pitch swing and a pop up to shallow right. Strom is there, drifting in. He's got it. Nothing easy on a ball hit in the air in this game. One man down, so William Simonite, now he pops out to right field on one pitch there, but he has already been significant in this game. From behind the dish, remember, he picked off base runner Jonathan Ornelas at first base, and moments later, J.P. Martinez in a home run. Pitch down to the shoe tops of Shane Selman, one ball, no strikes. Shane has had an interesting start to 2022. Swings at a high fly ball to left field. Wind is pushing. Fair or foul is the question. Towering fly ball. Umpire crouching to look, and it's a foul ball. Well, again, that wind is pushing that way a little bit. Man, that is dicey. Bobby Crosby standing hands on hips. I don't think he agrees, but, boy, it is tough to tell. I sure wish those foul poles were about twice as tall as they are. Boy, that got up in the stratosphere. Shane Selman has five base hits. He's 5 for 23. Three of his five hits have left the building. He has three home runs. Classic upright stance, sticks way high and away. Two balls and a strike to count. And two of the home runs have been absolutely pivotal. Here's the two-ball, one-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the off-speed pitch away, and it's 2-2. Ball didn't drop much, but it looked like a backdoor slider. Slider was one of the two best pitches for Austin Weems, according to the repertoire. Pitch fouled away. Count is 2-2. Good fastball, which is 94, 95-ish and can reach 98. Left-hander set to go. Twist in the pitch. Swing and a miss. And he got it. And that was 94 with the fastball down in the zone. Selman could not catch it, so it's two down in the inning. First strikeout for Austin Weems. Now the batter will be Michael Goldberg. Right-handed hitter is Michael. A lot of speed. Good defender. He's off to a solid start, hitting 289. Swings and misses. Good off-speed pitch. Almost dropped to the dirt. So Weems giving up a couple in the early going here, but a solid start to this inning, although the near miss on Selman on the drive to left. Just a swing and a miss. Slider away, and the count is quickly 0-2. Bases empty, two down. Weems with a pitch, swung on it, punched right side, base hit. Well, you know Michael Goldberg is capable, and again, that was an 0-2 pitch. Third base hit for the Rockhounds. Here's Mike Schumann now. Max, top of the order, walked and eventually scored in the first inning. Right-handed hitter, he's at shortstop in this game. His position du jour, but he has moved around. Toss over to first base by Weems. Sun continues to come and go. Drifting into and out of the shadows and the clouds, I should say, creating a shadow. Max in the series, 0 for 4. Couple of walks and a strikeout. Two stolen bases. Set by Weems, looks at the runner, comes to the plate. Big swing and a miss on a fastball. Count 0-1 of the Rockhounds shortstop. Max on the year, 320. Three home runs and 10 driven in. A little better on the road than at home, but it's early. There's a bouncer foul. That's off the catcher's gear, and the count is 0-2 to Schumann. Boy, and that one. Boy, all sorts of stuff happening there. I didn't see the bat got loose out of Max's hands. Boy, hard to tell. Of course, from looking from behind home plate, not sure that ball may have gotten up and bounced and hit Max. Oh, yeah, it did. It got him in the foot. Well, it might have gotten the catcher's gear, and I think it did. So, boy, that fastball, a little pinball number back there. Now ready to go, 0-2. So neither Max nor catcher Matt Watley feeling all the best after that. 0-2, nope, tossed to first base. Base runner Michael Goldberg, he is 2 for 3 on the base paths on the year. Bright sunlight breaking through again, at least for the moment. That time of the evening where the ball will jump from sunshine to shadow right off the fingertips. Left-hander Austin Weems set. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. Oh, and it hit him. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Max is hobbling. Boy, tough to tell precisely where that got him from here, but he is really hobbling. He's going to take off that protective gear. Wears one of those little mini shin guards, so he'll walk to first base. So that on an 0-2 pitch, Schumann is hit by the pitch. Now Zach Geloff, he walked his first time up. Boy, that is a painful way to travel 90 feet. Fouled a ball that looked like off his foot and then took one. Not sure where that pitch got him, but he would limp a little bit when he walked down to first base. So Max at first base. Michael Goldberg moves to second. Geloff with two on and two out. 2-1 Hounds. Swing and a miss. Again, a slider in the bottom just fell out of that thing. 0-1 is the count. Zach, right-handed hitter, walked his first time, so still at 353. Look at second by the left-hander. Weems delivers. Down and in. Good stop by Watley behind the plate. One ball, one strike. Again, a little thing, and it's stating the obvious, but sometimes the obvious needs to be stated. If he doesn't block that ball, runners would come to second and third. And with Max Schumann, would have been the runner at second base, anything hit to the outfield likely to score two. So that's a good block by Watley and an important one. One ball, one strike. Pitch swung on. Big high chopper at third base. Ornelas will make the play. Dives to the bag and just got there ahead of Michael Goldberg. Five unassisted to play at third base. Play by Ornelas kind of scrambled after handling that high bouncer. So no runs on a base hit and a hit batsman. And the Rockhounds will leave two men on. After two, our Village Car Wash score of the game reads the Rockhounds 2 and the Frisco Rough Riders 1.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Breezy Wednesday evening in the Permian Basin. Rockhounds 2 and Frisco 1. Series continues tomorrow evening with Thirsty Thursday. I hardly had to tell you that, did I? That will be a 7 o'clock ball game for the third game of this six-game series. On Friday, seat cushions for the first 1,000 fans. Rockhound seat cushions, of course. Very, very cool. Saturday, well, the fireworks will be, certainly I would think the fireworks will be the headliner, but Jack Leiter will be the pitcher for the Rough Riders, number one prospect in the Rangers organization, one of the highest prospects in the game. Fastball from Ryan Cusick up and away for ball one. A lot of buzz around Jack Leiter, son of longtime Major League pitcher Al Leiter. One ball, no strikes. Cusick's pitch up, bends over the outside corner. Good pitch. Count goes one ball, one strike. Matt Watley, the catcher, then back to the top of the order. Jonathan Ornelas and J.P. Martinez. Pitch to Watley, swings and misses. Chase the breaking pitch to the dirt. Count goes 1-2. Matt, 3 for his first 19, hitting 158. Hands way up high, kind of stirs that bat up top, and now Cusick started to deliver and then stopped in mid-motion. I don't know if time was called somewhere, but we'll do it again. One ball, two strikes. The kick and the pitch, swing and a miss. Same pitch three times, got him. Fourth strikeout for Ryan Cusick. Struck out four of the last five batters he faced. Of course, the guy that he didn't strike out, he walked. So basically, the last five batters up, it's just Ryan Cusick and William Simonite playing catch. Top of the order here is Jonathan Ornelas. Reached on a single and was picked off first base his first time. Takes up high for a ball. His was the sharply hit ball back up the middle that Ryan Cusick deflected. Wound up going into shallow right field. Pitch swung on it, bounced foul. Had a big swing at that, did Ornelas. Count one ball, one strike. When Ornelas was picked off by William Simonite with Chase Callaway covering with a good quick tag at first base, that eventually cost the Rough Riders a run. In fact, just moments later, 1-1 pitch, up and in, ball two, 2-1. This pitcher two later, J.P. Martinez, hit what turned out to be a solo home run to right field. Martinez on deck. 2-1 pitch. Down to the dirt. Ball dribbles away. Three balls, one strike. Ornelas 345 coming in. So he's bumped that up just a little bit. Right-handed hitter swings. Lines one into left center field. A base hit. So he's going to cut it off. He's going to turn for two. Throw from Devin Foyle, and it's not going to be in time. Boy, good hustle double. You can see him. His baseball eyes just lit up as that ball got just enough between them. Devin Foyle in left field, Michael Goldberg in center. And by the time Devin could get to that ball, Ornelas was turning and coming to second base, and he got there. So two hits for Ornelas now. Tying run in scoring position. And boy, here's J.P. Martinez. Guy has had a tremendous start to his series here. 4-for-5 with two homers, a bunt single, which was a gorgeous bunt, and he also doubled, stole a base in the mix last night. Pitch by Cusick bends over the inside part of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Martinez with his fourth home run of the season, ninth run driven in. JP, left-handed hitter. Waggles at that a little bit, north and south, see waits. Pitch from Cusick, runs low and inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Again, JP, I started to mention it last night just before he drove the ball out of the ballpark, thank you very much, but he's 5'9", 180. Pitch, good breaking ball. Floats over the inside corner for a called strike. Native of Guantanamo, Cuba is the 26-year-old. International free agent signed in 2018. One ball and two strikes to count. Pitch annoyed by Cusick. Bends this one down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Of course, hardly have to say it, but of course, baseball is just such a tremendous national sport in Cuba. JP, left-handed hitter, ready to go. Two balls, two strikes, runner in scoring position, and that's way up high for ball three. So, second time that Cusick has faced Martinez, second time he has gone full in the count. JP, 286 coming into the game. Left-handed hitter waits. First base is open. Count is full, runner in scoring position, 2-1 Rockhounds. Pitch to Martinez. Swings, fly ball. Boy, he got all of it. It's a foul ball. He jumped all over it. If that's fair, probably would have been caught. So it is 3-2 again to Martinez. Boy, you don't want to give this guy extra chances the way he's been swinging the bat. Stretch by Cusick, 3-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is taken up and away. The throw by Simonite. Hyman got off the glove of Jeremy Ironman, and a run will score. Falling down a couple of times, and now coming in is Ornelas, so my goodness. Stolen base and an E2. So Ornelas a stolen base, Martinez a walk, and a throwing error. So ironically, William Simonite saved a run, as it turned out, in the first inning when he picked Ornelas off base, and now his throw a little bit high off the glove of Ironman, and it allows Ornelas to score after all. different inning. Pitch up high to Ezekiel Duran. So all sorts of stuff going on there. Walk, steal, error, run. There goes Martinez. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw by Simonite on the body, but they did not get him. Stolen base. Go-ahead run now in scoring position. I'm going to double-check the count on Duran here. Runner in scoring position. Only one man out in the inning. And it is one ball, one strike. Duran, a fly ball to center field, his first time up. They play Duran to pull solidly due to the Rockhounds. Zach Geloff shading the bag at second. Can't go past it, of course. Not before the pitch, anyway. The 1-1 delivery, up high for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. So the Riders have evened this game and now have the go-ahead run in scoring position. Right-hander against right-hander. Duran ready to go. Pitch by Cusick. Lifted high and foul. Straight back out of play. 2-2. Ezekiel Duran, one of the guys who is his name on the prospect list. Duran, the number four prospect for the Rangers, according to both Baseball America and MLB, the pipeline. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And he got it. Elevated the fastball to 95, and Duran could not catch it. Look at a little bit of everything in this inning for Ryan Cusick. He has struck out two batters. He's walked one. So runner in scoring position, two men down. Five strikeouts against two walks for Cusick in the ballgame. And now here's Blake Krim, the first baseman. Cleanup batter in the order. Cusick's pitch out there at the knees, called strike 0-1. Krim flew out to right field in the wind to end the first inning. American flag already getting wrapped around the flagpole and up on the high grass berm behind the left field wall. Ground ball to third base. Picked by Ironman. Comes up throwing and got it. My goodness, a short hop. And, boy, that thing just sizzled into the glove. And Jeremy hung on to it. So a very good play there. The run will be an unearned run, I do believe, to Ryan Cusick. But a run nonetheless. One run, one hit, one error, and one man left on base. So to the bottom of the third we go, and we have ourselves a tie ball game after 2.5. Brothers Car Wash score, Rockhounds 2 and Frisco 2.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now 2.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
In the last half of the third inning, the Rockhounds will send 3, 4, and 5 to the dish. Chase Calabrese, Kevin Boyle, and Jeremy Ironman against the left-hander Austin Weems in a 2-2 tie. You just heard from Hilliard IT Solutions in our Hilliard trivia. This is kind of cool. This guy, this player, his baseball cards have been and continue to be the most valuable baseball cards on the planet. Now, if you are a card person, you have already answered our trivia. But it is really kind of amazing the value of this guy's cards. I'll give you a little multiple choice coming up. Chase Calabuig looks at a pitch that bends over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Reason it's been in the news, one of his cards just sold yesterday morning. Here's the 0-2-0-1 rather. Chopper out towards second. Foscue at the shoe tops. Throws back across his body and got it. Nice play by Justin Foscue. One down in the third. Yesterday morning, one of his cards, I'll give you the multiple choice in a moment, sold for more than $1.5 million, $1,528,066 to be precise, and the card was damaged. What? Wasn't even pristine, and it went for $1.5 million. Here is Devin Boyle, takes a strike over the inside edge, 0-1. Is it Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, Shoeless Joe, or Honus Wagner? Pitch, woo, right over the noggin and back to the screen. 1-1. I love it when we say, well, it was an off-speed pitch. Like a ball thrown 80 miles an hour at your head isn't scary. Obviously just slipped away. Here's the 1-1. Backup delivery foul back to the screen. 1-2 to Devin. Jeremy Ironman on deck. 2-2 tie in the third inning. Devin Boyle bounced out on a marvelous play by Ezekiel Duran at shortstop. Drove in a run doing it in the first. Attempted did not go. Pitch down and away. 2-2. Wow, who's behind the desk? Ty Krause, right? Yeah, Ty Krause behind the plate tonight. That guy can throw a little bit. Remember, he's wearing a chest protector, too. That was a good throw. 2-2. Here's a little looper in the right field. He's got a chance just over the glove of Foscue. And into right field, it goes for a base hit. Boy, the wind knocked that ball down a little bit, and Foscue almost picked it out of thin air. But Devin Boyle will get a base hit. Devin now a modest but very nice little four-game hit streak. He's 5 for his last 14, including that one. Base hit. Third of the game for the Hounds. Here's Jeremy Ironman. He ripped a line drive single his last time up. Single to left. Drove in a run. Gave the Hounds the lead. Takes a backdoor pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. RBI, Jeremy's 13th. He has really been producing runs of late. That's 8 runs batted in his last 5 games. 0-1 stretch, pitched by Weems. Big swing and a miss. Jeremy comes up empty, 0-2. Jordan Diaz on deck. One man on, one man out. Ball game in the last of the third. Stretch and pitch by Weems. Ground ball sharply hit at third. Might be 2. To second base for 1. The pivot by Foscue, and they go around the horn with ease. Ornelas to Foscue and on to Krim. 5-4-3. And the base hit is wiped away just that quickly. Those four names again on baseball card. Crazy value for this guy's cards. Is it Barry Bonds, Babe Ruth, Shoeless Joe, or Honus Wagner? The answer and some crazy money for cards when we return after 3. A game summary coming up to Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 2 and Frisco 2.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969. More than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
We have played 3 at Momentum Bank Ballpark in our score, a 2-2 tie. The Riders got the early lead. J.P. Martinez, second home run in as many games. That was in the top of the first. Rockhounds got the equalizer. Couple of walks, Schumann and Gelop, then an RBI bounce out by Devin Boyle. Go-ahead single by Jeremy Ironman. But the Riders come back, score one on a double, a steal, and a throwing error to tie it in the third. Ryan Cusick finds the outside corner to Justin Foscue. Top half of the fourth inning is underway. The Lions score in this game following this pitch to the right-handed hitter. Pitch low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Each team, two runs, three hits. The Rockhounds do have an error, and it certainly was costly. Tying run scoring on a throwing error. One ball, one strike. High fly ball, center field. Well, the wind is really strong. Goldberg will haul this in and not overly deep center. Boy, on a calm night, I'd love to know how far that ball would have gone in. Might have flirted with the wall. Foscue, a towering fly ball. That wind is really strong. One away as Foscue is retired. Here's Josh Stowers. Both Foscue and Stowers were strikeout victims their first time up. Second of a six-game series. Rockhounds winning last night 4-3. Walk-off ball game. Check. Swing, strike. Josh really fooled. Count is 0-1. Field back to shadows as Cusick with the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, fastball up. And Stowers could not catch that one at 95 and elevated. Quick 0-2 count. Cusick peers in, has the sign, twist, 0-2 pitch, chopper out towards short. Max Schumann up, ball ran right up the arm. So that will be an E6. Oh, goodness, Steve Marcotte, our official scored. I have done this. I knew he was going to say error, but instead he gave me thumbs up. I think he meant I was kind of thinking error, and so he said thumbs up. Oh, that looks like a hit. No, it's not a hit. It's an error. Then anyway. We got it. E6. Sorry, Max. Communication is such a fine art. Oh, that came on an 0-2 pitch to the bouncing ball in the shortstop. Runner is dancing off the bag and now goes. Pitch is taken for a strike. That's the strangest looking stolen base you'll see in about a year and a half. Stowers broke off the bag too early, but Ryan Cusick didn't see him. Then Ryan into his motion. Stowers broke for second, and Kellen just took the pitch all the way, stepping out of the box. Takes a pitch on the outside corner. It's quickly 0-2. Well, I mean, Stowers was way off the bag, but Ryan didn't see him. Josh had stopped, and then when Ryan came to the plate, Stowers broke again, and Strom just didn't want anything to do with it. He stepped out of the box, so took a strike, stolen base. 0-2 pitch. All right, got him. Back up, breaking pitch, and Strom shaking his head. I think he felt that might have been a little high. That's also got to be a very frustrating trip to the plate for Strom. Six strikeouts for Cusick. So now here's Sandro Fabian. He is the DH. He struck out his first time up. Runner, though, in scoring position. That wind started to angle back in toward the plate. I hardly have to tell you that, do I? Because you can hear it. Pitch by Cusick. The outside corner got there. Wow, called strike. Four strikes in a row. Josh Stowers, by the way, his first stolen base of the season. I doubt he'll steal very many more like that, but he got there. Three steals in this game for the Rough Riders. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball away, and it's 0-2. So Cusick trying to get through even with the error committed behind him. 0-2 count to Fabian, right-handed hitter, waggles that bat ever so slowly as he waits. Here's the 0-2 pitch, fouled away. 0-2 a second time coming. Go-ahead run in scoring position. Sandro Fabian now 7 for 30 on the season. He comes to the dish, .233 the batting average. Cusick looks in, has his sign. Delivers, runner going. Pitch on a line drive into right center field. A base hit. Boy, another 0-2 hit, and this one drives home a run. And the score is Stowers. That run will be unearned, but, of course, it doesn't matter. It's on the board, and Frisco leads it 3-2. Boy, 0-2 base hits. And that was sharply hit into right center field. So 3-2 Rough Riders. Here's Matt Watley. He struck out his first time. Back and forth game. Riders have their first lead. Pitch way up high for a ball. Simonite throws behind the runner. Not in time. And William has one batter picked off, or one base runner picked off, and one error on which a base runner scored in this game. Time call. Fabian, I don't know, maybe something in the eye. Gonna take off the batting helmet for a moment. Ready to go. Maybe just adjusted it, but he is set. One ball and no strikes to count. One on, two out, and one in. Pitch to Watley as a strike, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Matt, who is the catcher, thought that might have been a little bit high, so he turns and just a quick comment to Ty Krause. So wants to make sure that his guy will get that same call when the riders are in the field. Toss to first, will chase the runner back. Sandro Fabian does not have a stolen base attempt on the season. RBI was his sixth of the year, bringing home Josh Stowers, who reached on the error. Pitches up and in for a ball. Count is 2-1 to Watley. Right-handed hitter is Matt. 158 coming in. He's at 150 precisely right now. He's 3 for his first 20 at the dish. Ready to go. Pitch to the plate. Sliced foul. Straight back out of play. Count goes 2-2. The Riders, by the way, in that very close game, of course, Rockhounds winning 4-3. First loss on the road for Frisco on the year after sweeping San Antonio. Boy, you win a half dozen on the road in one series. Pretty amazing. Bouncing ball foul. Count is 2-2. I have no way of checking, but that can't happen, I wouldn't think, more than, boy, maybe once, maybe twice during the course of a season just across the entire league, one would think. Haven't had six-game series in a long time. They are not new, by the way. They've had them in the past. Here, runner goes, a little chopper toward third base, handled by Cusick. Going to have to hurry. No, and he throws it away, threw it, and yanked it a bit. It's going to be second and third. So I don't know if that will be a hit and an error. So it is a base hit compounded by the error. Matt Watley will get a single compounded by the error. So Fabian comes to third. And Matt Watley is on with a base hit. A little bouncer that, again, Ryan made the play and then I think lost the handle on it just a little bit. Then tried to overthrow. And you can see he yanked it. The ball bounced well in front of first base. Not much Calabrese could have done with that. And pitching coach Chris Smith will come out. Boy, it's been a mess of an inning. Rockhounds have two errors in the inning, three for the game. Kicked around a little bit in the Wichita series, forgive me, and Hounds now with three errors in this ball game. Stowers reached on an error before stealing a base and scoring on the single. The electronic box still has two errors, should be three for the Rockhounds. Now here is Ornelas, takes a good breaking pitch that just dropped low. So second and third, well, this becomes pivotal. 3-2 Frisco, one run in, second and third with two men down, and Ornelas is 2-for-2. Swings ground ball sharply hit, base hit left field. That is going to score two more. So that is a big swing of the bat. Well, base hit, Ornelas is 3-for-3 in this game. He will drive home a pair. So 5-2 Frisco. Fabian scoring easily from third, and Watley hustled home from second. By my count, still only one of the five runs is earned, and yet it is 5-2 Frisco. They have come up a three spot here. That was a big swing of the bat. Ornelas 3-for-3. Now J.P. Martinez, boy, not the guy you want up there, takes high for a ball. Martinez in this game has homered, walked, and stolen a base. So he's 4-for-5, on base 5 out of 6, two home runs, a double, a bunt single, and two stolen bases. And this is inning 4 of game 2 of the series. He keeps this up. They'll have to drag him to the bus kicking and screaming when it's time to leave town. He has been all over the place. tremendous start to the series for J.P. Martinez. One ball, two strikes, runner dancing, not going. Looking to bunt as Martinez drops it down. Simonite makes play, not going to get him. I don't think so. Nope, he is safe. And now, oh my goodness, overrunning the bag, though. Out off the bases at Alfoff. Second base is Ornelas. Tried to get to third initially, and he just flat got hung up. So a bunt single by Martinez, in essence, goes by the boards. As out, caught between second and third base. I described it poorly. The base running wasn't very good. The description was worse. But Ornelas got caught in no man's land on the bases between second and third, and he is thrown out. So base hit, but on the play, the inning will come to an end. So we have played 3.5. I still owe you a trivia answer. That inning got interesting. Boy, a little bit of everything going on there. To the bottom of the fourth, Village Car Wash score now reads Frisco 5 and the Rockhounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not the prettiest of innings from the Rockhounds' perspective. Frisco scores 3 runs. By the way, big swing of the bat, certainly by Ornelas, who's off to a tremendous start. And Sandro Fabian, really the RBIs, those swings of the bat were really good. Fabian driving in a run on an 0-2 pitch, and then Ornelas with two men out and two in scoring position drills a single to left field. The Rockhounds committed 2 errors in the inning as well, and that really helped. The runs should be unearned. Jordan Diaz will lead it off in the bottom of the fourth, and a swing and a miss, it's 0-1. So Frisco now with the advantage, it is 5-2. 0-1 to Jordan, who bounced out sharply to third base. Ball I thought was nicely handled by Ornelas. Ground ball to him again. Same situation. Second verse, same as the first. 5-3 bounce out for Jordan Diaz. One out here in the fourth. Well, yesterday morning, this guy's baseball card sold for more than $1.5 million, and it was a damaged card. Who was it now? Was it Babe Ruth? Was it Shoeless Joe? Was it Barry Bonds? Or Honus Wagner? Here's William Simonide now. Pitch down the middle, bit low. One ball, no strikes. Well, you have probably heard of all of those guys. If you are among the younger set, the one you haven't heard of probably is a roller toward throw. It's off his foot. Ouch. 1-1. Yes, probably, put it this way, to younger fans, the least familiar of those four names. Honus Wagner. And, of course, early days, so the cards are very, obviously, are very old. But his cards are remarkably valuable. And yesterday, one went for a bundle, and it was a damaged card. Pitched down the middle, but low, 2-1. I don't quite understand one part of the description, but I think you'll get the point. 2-1 to count. Left-hander Austin Weems into the 2-1 pitch. Woo, and that one slipped out. That's about 3 or 4 of those that just slipped off the fingertips. That one way wide and back to the backstop. It is said, the news story that I read on it said, the version of the card that went for $1,528,000 and change. Here's the 3-1. Got there. Called strike of the knees. Full count, 3-2. Nobody on, one out. Said it was missing 3 sides. I don't quite get that, but it said missing 3 sides. Here's the 3-2. Down and in, ball 4. Boy, not by much. So William Simonide will walk. That's 3 walks against 1 strikeout for Weems. Here's Shane Selman, where he launched a ball that just sailed foul and then a couple of moments later struck out back in the second. This card that was sold for $1.5 million yesterday had been trimmed, and it had a massive crease right across the middle, and it still went for $1.5 million+. Big swing and a miss. Shane comes up empty. Shane Selman at the dish, hitting 208. 0-for-1 is mentioned in this one. Short lead by Simonite. Pitch by Weems in the dirt, and Simonite going to try to move up, and he'll get there. Good hustle on the pitch in the dirt, so it's 1-ball, 1-strike. Wild pitch, runner in scoring position. Boy, I love the hustle there by... I don't think he was running. Yeah, just, yeah, wild pitch. And, I had the same thing as Zach Bigley next door. Was wondering if Simonite was running, because he broke very quickly, but it was after the ball was in the dirt, but he got a really good look at it. 1-1 pitch sails back door, got there, called strike. Just snapped there. Got that outside edge. Runner in scoring position. Makes the double play far less likely. The 1-ball, 2-strike stretch, and a swing and a miss, and Selman out on strikes. So two down in the inning, 2 strikeouts against 3 walks. Honus Wagner baseball card's crazy. Last February, tell you how valuable these cards are. There was a Honus Wagner card that had been torn in half. Torn in half. It sold for just under $500,000. Pitch from Weems. Bends over the inside corner to Michael Goldberg, right-handed hitter, 0-1. Michael, a single his first time. In that baseball card, by the way, again, it was torn in half. Part of Wagner's jaw is missing and most of his torso. Ouch. That's the card, of course. The pitch down and in for a ball. It's 1-1. Now, in May of last year, a different card. Wagner card again sold for $3.75 million. At the time, that was a record price for a sports card. And then there was another one that broke that record after that. But at that time, it was $3.75 million, the most ever for a card. Pitch swung on and missed. Count goes 1-2 to Michael. Then last August, another card broke the record. Another Honus Wagner card. $6.606 million for a baseball card. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, right side. Got a chance. Sinks and drops in right field. And will hold the runner. Boy, Simonite wanted to head for home, and Bobby Crosby says, hold on there. Well, crowd is booing, and I understand you want to see the run scored, but, boy, I don't like the odds on that. Michael Goldberg is 2-for-2. And don't think he can't keep that going, remember. He had the 6-for-6 game at Amarillo earlier this year, game 3 of the year. Top of the order now, Max Schumann. Max to the plate for the third time in this game. Does not have an official at bat yet. He has walked, scored a run, and was hit by a pitch. 2-on-2 out. Pitch to Schumann. Big swing and a miss. Oh, and won the count. We will wrap our trivia simply by saying you say the two words, the name, Honus Wagner, in front of a card collector, and his eyes will light up, or at least he'll recognize it. 0-1 pitch. Max takes up high. Ball one. 1-ball, 1-strike. I love the one that was torn in half and still went for basically $500,000. And I don't know, $6.606 million for a baseball card. I don't know. Here's a shot up the middle. Base hit for Max Schumann. That will drive home a run. Bobby Crosby's wisdom in this case now coming to the forefront. He held William Simonite, kept him from trying to score on the previous one, which I think probably would have been a mistake to try. So Max, with his 11th RBI of the year, he's having a good ball game. A single, he's on base 3 out of 3. Stopping at second is Michael Goldberg. Rockhounds have their third run of this ball game. First and second now. Both guys run really well, by the way. Here's Zach Geloff. Tying runs on base. It's from Weems, low and inside. Watley handles that. 1-ball, no strikes. Zach is 0-for-1. He has walked and bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice. And some personal business going. I forgot to mention that after his last at-bat. We will not say it with him still in the box. Swings, ground ball, a couple of hops to third, and Ornelas will get to the bag. just ahead of Michael Goldberg. So the put-out, second time that an inning has ended in that very same fashion. Rockhounds get one back, though. It's one run on a couple of base hits and a walk. No errors. And there are two men left on base. So we are bound for the top half of the fifth inning after four complete. Our Village Car Wash score now reads Frisco 5, Rockhounds 3.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
We go to the top half of the fifth inning of play. Michael Danielak on to pitch, so four innings will be it for Ryan Cusick. Just going back over the box score here. They have two runs earned on the official box. I think it just should be one for Cusick. Breaking pitch, and Ezekiel Duran chases it down and away, 0-1. The three runs in the fourth inning have to be unearned. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed again. Boy, same pitch, same result. Count is 0-2, so we'll check on that. I had one run earned, and the box has two, and that is what we shall check on. Ruiz is bristling, pitch down and away, and the count is 1-1. Michael Danielak makes appearance number six in his first five. He's been very solid, 4.32 earned run average. Right-handed delivers, boy, reaching for that and getting a piece of it is Duran. 3, 4, and 5 in the Frisco order. Duran, Blake Krim, and Justin Foscue. Danielak, 8 1/3 innings, 7 base hits, 4 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Swing and a miss, boy, the same pitch away. Off speed and a swinging strike 3. So Duran 0-for-3, the last two on strikeouts. 5-3, Frisco on top. Blake Krim, the batter, he is 0-for-2. He has flown to right field and bounced out to first base in his two trips. Check swing, yep, did not hold up. He went around, 0-1 the count. Blaine. Did I write that down incorrectly? Wow, I sure did. Goodness. Swinging away. I ought to get his name right. He has ripped a single to center field. I do believe I did that yesterday, too. That is silly. Line drive to center field, so Blaine Krim with a base hit. Boy, I hope I didn't type it that way in a lineup card. Goodness. I did. Wow. Well, that's a bit. Well, Blaine Krim, I owe you one, man. Goodness gracious. One on with one man down. That will be corrected. Boy, obviously read it wrong right off the roster, but goodness, don't ever want to do that. Pitch down and away for a ball. Justin Foscue takes ball one. We're glad Wes on the PA has such good diction because that I thought he said Blaine, and I thought, well, that's not right. It's Blake. No, it's not. One ball, no strikes. Danielak delivers down and away. 2-0 the count. Justin Foskey has struck out and flown to center field. So he is 0 for 2. Riders with the lead. 5-3 to score. Top of the fifth inning. Danielak delivers. But just off the outside corner. Three balls, no strikes. Crowd in disagreement with that adjudication. 3-0 the count. One man on and one man down. Strike out and a base hit. Danielak's 3-0 pitch. Now we get there. Called strike. Again, Michael, tall right-hander, on in relief for the sixth time on the season. 6-4, 220. Chicago is his home. Delivery outside corner for a called strike. Full count, 3-2. Riders have been very aggressive. We'll see if Blaine Krim is running. Count is full. He is not going. Pitch swung on and bounced foul right at the plate. Count will stay 3-2. Krim does have a steal on the year, but he was not going there. He will take and we'll watch the lead here, how big a lead he takes. Looks fairly short lead. Here's the 3-2, and that ball looped down the left field side. It will, boy, does drift foul. Count stays, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So for Ryan Cusick, a little bit of everything in this game. He went 4 innings. He did give up 7 base hits. 5 runs, either 1 or 2 earned. Sometimes takes a little longer than a commercial break to figure those things out. Fly ball, left center field. And traveling a long ways is Goldberg. He will make the catch. Boy, in left, gosh, left center. Goldberg went a long way to get that ball. Devin Foyle also after it. When they crossed paths, it was Michael who reached up and got it. Boy, Goldberg really covering some ground on that fly ball. 2 men down. Krim back to first base with 2 men out. And here's Josh Stowers. Well, he's 0-for-2, but he has a steal and a run scored. Reached on an error his last time up. Swinging a fly ball foul right side and out of play. 0-1. Stowers at 3-16 coming into the game. Right-handed hitter waggling that bat a little bit as he waits. The 0-1 pitch, ground ball sharply hit, backhanded, knocked down by Ironman. He's got no play. So I would think a base hit for Stowers. That was hard hit. Jeremy made a nice play just to get the glove on it. So knocked it down. It'll be first and second. Ball sharply hit. Nice effort at third base. And perhaps even more importantly, equally so anyway, denied an extra base hit with that, most certainly would have been. So it's first and second. 2 men down. And the batter will be Kellen Strom. He has walked and whiffed in 2 trips. He's done a lot of both. He has 11 walks and 12 strikeouts. And still this early portion of the season. Picks to the outside part of the plate, got there for a strike. Love the wind. One of my stat sheets just went flying to the back of the press box. Thank you very much. It is breezy here in West Texas, and he's blowing inward. Pitch swung on, ground ball, 2 long, hops to short. Schumann's got it, underhands to Zach Geloff, covering the bag at second. 6-4 goes the play, and the inning is over. So a couple of base hits in the inning, but no damage done, and 2 men are left on base. So we are midway through game 2 of this series. Again, a 6-gamer between the Rockhounds and the Rough Riders. And after 4.5, our Village Car Wash score reads Frisco 5 and the Rockhounds 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
hate sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, but not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Well, it's halftime. At least perhaps it is. 4.5 in the books. We go to the bottom half of inning number 5. The Chase Cowboy leads it off. Austin Weems backs one up over the inside corner. And we are underway in the 5th inning. 5-3. Rough Riders lead it. Devin Foyle and Jeremy Ironman will follow. Pitch, chopper out towards second. Charging, Foskey makes the play belt high, turns, throws, and got him. One down in the 5th. Chase 0-for-3. That doesn't happen very often. So one man down, here's Devin Foyle. And I don't want I should scare you. We actually, Lockdown's Radio actually had the earned runs correct on Ryan Cusick. 5 runs, 1 earned. So ERA will drop. Here's Devin. Swings and a tapper toward third base. Had him played in. Ornelas makes the play. The shoe top slips it. Got him. Good play. Boy, he was cheating in was Ornelas, but that ball, well, you know, they make the really good defensive play right there, right? Third base to first base. So the first baseman, Blaine, and Blaine, I will get that right upfield. Boy, terrible to miss his name as I did. Just wrote it down wrong the first time. But Blaine Crim then throws to the shortstop, starting the old around the horn, and throws it into left field. Thank you. Well, if you're going to mess up one throw, might as well be the around the horn. Here's Devin Foyle. Excuse me, Foyle bouncing out, I should say. And here is Jeremy Ironman. Takes a called strike. Ornelas actually had to go a few steps to get to that ball, then threw back across his body. Good play. Two down. Pitch outside to Jeremy. One ball, one strike. Ironman with a base hit and RBI. And he has also bounced into a 5-4-3 double play. Swing, sends the ball in the air to center field. On the move is Martinez. He tracks it down in left center. Boy, he hit that ball into the wind, and it is really probably not going to go very far. For the first time in this game, the Rockhounds will go in order. So 5 in the books. We'll give you a game summary coming up in just a couple of moments. 5 innings complete in this Texas League ball game. But it's Car Wash score. Frisco 5, Rockhounds 3.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Sutherland.
We have played 5 at Momentum Bank Ballpark in our Village Car Wash score now, reading 5-3 with Frisco on top. Rockhounds took an early lead. Actually, the Riders, and I said they had their first lead a couple of innings ago. It was actually their second because J.P. Martinez started this game with a solo home run. Sandro Fabian leads it off. Totals in a moment. Takes a called strike from Macklin and Michael Danielak into his second inning of work. The Riders on top, 5-3. Tall right-hander delivers, swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch away, quick 0-2 count. Fabian, Watley, then back to the top of the order for Jonathan Ornelas, who is 3-for-3 in this game. Frisco, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 5-9-0. And boy, the error column is big. 0-2 pitch drops down low, 1-2. Rockhounds, 3 runs, 5 hits, but 3 errors, resulting in 4 unearned runs of the 5 scored. J.P. Martinez, home run at the top of the first. Boy, he is having a series. Swinging a ball hit in the air to left field toward the line. Long run for Devin Foyle, and he will tumble to the ground. Did he make the catch? They call it a fair ball, and the ball got down. Boy, is Devin okay? Yep, he pops back up. Made a diving effort down the line. That ball stayed fair by the bat of an eye, and it's a double. Fabian sent that ball in the air. Devin Foyle, as he crossed the foul line, went airborne, tried to make the catch, could not come up with it. Ball was fair by, boy, hard to tell from here down the line, but not much at all. So a flare down the left field line drops for a double. Fabian is 2-for-3 with a run, a ribby, and now a double. And you know it was close. Here's pitch and a bunt attempt fouled straight back right high to the screens. Down below us off the bat of Matt Watley. It's 0-1. Trevor Daniger is our crew chief, and he's the third base umpire. He was emphatically pointing him multiple times. If it's pretty obvious, of course, the umpire doesn't have to signal too much, just that it's fair, but he was making sure everybody knew. Pitch to the corner is wide for a ball. It's 1-1. Hounds took a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Ribbies by Devin Foyle on a bounce out on a really good play by shortstop Duran, and an RBI single by Jeremy Ironman. 1-1 pitch, sliced foul, went down in the zone to get at that. Did Matt Watley foul it off? So the Hounds led 2-1. Frisco tied it in the third inning. Double by Ornelas, he stole third, scored on a throwing error. And then Frisco scored 3 unearned runs. 2 good swings of the bat to drive in runs, though. Fabian on an 0-2 RBI single. And Ornelas with his third base hit of the game, a 2-run, 2-out single. Roller out towards second. Geloff the play. Throws to first for the out. Advancing to third, though, is Fabian. So that's a productive out. 4-3 bounce out. Runner at third, one man down. That will force the infield in. Rockhounds got one back in the fourth. William Simonite a walk, goes to second on a wild pitch. And back-to-back singles by Michael Goldberg and Max Schumann. Max with the RBI made it 5-3. First pitch by Danielak, swing and a miss. Boy, breaking pitch again. Doesn't throw a whole lot of ultra heat. But he had Ornelas swinging at the breeze on that one. Runner at third, infield in. 5-3 Frisco and a dangerous hitter at the plate. 0-1 pitch, line drive, center field, 4-for-4 is Ornelas. Run will score. Boy, he is feeling it. Not only has a 4-for-4 game, scored one, he's now driven in 3. Line drive single to center field. So a 6-3 Riders lead. And oh boy, here comes J.P. Martinez. 3-for-4 last night, 2-for-2 and a walk tonight. Time called for a moment. I think that was at first base. One on, one out, one in. Martinez batting from the left side. Throw to first base by Danielak. How many guys do you know will have 2 bunt singles this season? Martinez has 2 bunt singles in this series, and the series is a game and a half old. Martinez takes pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. So, J.P., 2 home runs, 2 bunt singles, a double, a walk, and 2 stolen bases in a game and a half. 1-0 pitch, fouled away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Man, I mean, that is... That's probably not a bad series, in fact, but in a game and a half, that's just tremendous. 1-1 count to the left-handed hitter. diminutive but strong. A pitch on the way and a bouncer foul wide of first base over toward the Hounds dugout. 1-2. Mentioned on our game summary. This is the second game of the series. If I didn't, I just did there. Thursday tomorrow, 7 o'clock, first pitch delivery. Swung on and missed, and Martinez is out on strikes. Michael Danielak. Boy, strikes out the toughest hitter in this series. Two down in the inning. That is Michael's second, the sixth for Rockhounds pitching. Six by starter Ryan Cusick. And now here's Ezekiel Duran, right-handed hitter. 0-for-3 in this one. Takes a good off-speed pitch outside corner called strike. Michael throws a lot in that 82 to 85 mile an hour range, so you know he's got to be accurate. Duran has flown out to center and struck out twice. He was the first batter Danielak faced in the fifth inning. Swing and a bouncer, that's foul almost straight down at the plate. 0-2 count. Jonathan Ornelas and J.P. Martinez at the top of the order have obviously been effective, but well, so has Sandro Fabian. Scored two and driven in a run. Bouncing ball foul, sharply hit, but well wide. A third count stays 0-2 to Duran. Ezekiel 242 coming into the game, so he's down to 231 with an 0-for-3. Again, he's top five prospect from the Rangers farm. Was originally signed by the Yankees. Came over in the Joey Gallo trade, notable to say the least. Toss over to first base, runner goes back. And the base runner is Ornelas. He does not have a stolen base attempt, actually, or did not. He does now. He has a steal on the night. He's been picked off base once. The 0-2 pitch, down and away. And the count 1-2. Thursday coming up tomorrow. 7 o'clock will be our first pitch. Jack Cushing will get the call against Justin Slayton. Pitch down and in. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Friday night, seat cushion night. First 1,000 fans, thanks to our friends at Reliant. And fireworks on Saturday. And, again, for Rangers fans or minor league baseball fans, Jack Leiter scheduled to make the start for Frisco. 2-2. Ground ball, two hops to short. Schumann's going to have to come to first base. Throws a little high, but Kalabuig will make the play. Inning is over. By the way, a throw from shortstop, that is really right into that wind, and that can get really treacherous. You don't think about that on throws across the infield, but in West Texas, you think about it. So one run, a couple of base hits, no errors, and one man left. We are bound for the bottom half of the sixth inning of play, and our Village Car Wash score now reads Frisco 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're bonding there.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Seth Nordlund will come out of the Frisco bullpen as we go to the bottom half of the sixth. He will inherit a 6-3 advantage. Austin Weems goes the first five in this game. He gives up 5 base hits, 3 runs. They are all earned. In terms of earned runs, Rockhounds lead the game 3-1, but as we all know, those aren't the only runs that count. Give you his other numbers in a moment. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and Jordan Diaz, a big swing and a miss, comes up empty. 5 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts, both against Shane Selman. But Weems departs, able only to get a win or a no decision. Pitch to Diaz, down and away, the count 1-1. Seth Nordlund has been really solid. He's making now appearance number 5 as a 3.27 ERA. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Could not hold up. 1-2 to Jordan Diaz, designated hitter. Nordlund, in 11 innings, has given up only 4 hits. He has walked 6, struck out 8. Right-hander delivers, and that's called third strike at the knees. Diaz not happy at all, but he is out on strikes. Well, Jordan has really been hot of late. He's 0-3 now in this ball game. But Diaz coming in had hit in 4 straight games. He was 7-for-17. He's still 7-for-his-last-20, and that's a .350 average. Called strike to William Simonite. Walk and a run scored. He's 0-for-1. Flew out to right in the second inning. So Nordlund on here in the sixth. Backup pitch, fouled away. Quick 0-2 count to the Rockhounds catcher. Seth Nordlund, 6'2", 225 out of Mesa, Arizona. 0-2 pitch, hit in the air, right side, drifting toward the line. Going to be a foul ball. And out of the reach of first baseman Krim and right fielder Strom. Count will stay 0-2. Heard from Astound Communications a couple of moments ago as well. And just a quick note, MLB.com. Couple of nice notes about some former Rockhounds, including relief pitcher Zach Jackson, who was here just last season, getting his first time in the big leagues. That's a great story. Boy, he was good last year. Swinging a roller out towards second base. We're out on the ground, and Buskew is there. He'll throw to first base through the breeze for the out. So two men down here in the sixth. But the last game report, Carlos Rodon was tremendous against the A's yesterday, but gave up an RBI single, that is, to Sheldon Noisy. Sheldon was a member of the team that capped the four-peat for the Rockhounds in 2017, and I can really hit. As throughout his pro career, called strike to Shane Selman on the outside corner. But, of course, Sheldon's path was blocked by Matt Chapman. But with Chappie's trade, obviously, a lot of things new in Oakland this year. Swing and a miss. Shane chased one down and away, and it's 0-2. Sheldon Noisy is having a really solid start to the year. He's hitting .327 in 16 games and has a home run and 9 driven in. Swing and a foul back. It's 0-2. Seth Brown, former Rockhound, 2019, is producing runs while not hitting for high average, but has 13 ribbies. Lots of new stuff in Oakland. 0-2, little roller toward first base. Krim will make the play, and Blaine, I'll get your first name right as he gets to the bag unassisted. So for the second consecutive inning, Rockhounds go in order. That's 7 in a row now, retired by Frisco pitching, including 1 strikeout for Seth Nordlund in his first inning of work. So after 6, Village Car Wash score will remain the Frisco Rough Riders 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Well, the big fella, Wanderson Charles, out of the Rockhounds bullpen. It's always fun to watch. It's been a very uneven return for Wanderson, but again, he did not pitch all of last year in affiliated ball, pitching only in a little bit of winter ball, but 40-man roster member, throws really hard. Question is just getting it all the way back to game conditions, if you will, and just knocking the rust off and see where he can go from here. So Wanderson Charles on in relief. Michael Danielak goes 2 innings, 4 base hits, 1 run, no walks, 2 strikeouts. And Wanderson will face Blaine Crim to lead it off. Then Justin Foscue and Josh Stowers. Blaine 1-for-3, singled his last time up. It was at that very same moment I realized I wrote down and have been reading what I wrote down, calling him Blake. It is Blaine. Right-handed hitter waggling that bat a bit. Takes a fastball up high, 197 from Charles. He does throw hard. Wanis is a big guy. Rockhounds infield really playing Crim to pull. Outfield largely straight away, shallow with the wind. Pitch way outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Again, for Wanderson, just a question of getting the command back, getting everything put together. It's interesting. He's, without a win or a loss, he has a 27 earned run average. But there is a whole bunch of talent there. I promise you, here's a swing and a miss on a hard slider, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, and of course, you know, the other side of it, he was, a lot of folks felt, was right on the cusp of going up to the big leagues. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that missed inside for a ball, 3-1, didn't miss by much, crowd disagreeing. Then came the injury, missed all of 2021, so basically he missed 2 years. 2 baseball seasons anyway, before pitching some this past winter. 3-1. Big high chopper, third base. Jeremy Ironman waits for it, settles, throw. Good strong throw, got him. Well, that ball just hanging in the wind. It appeared big high chopper. A little in-between Baltimore chop kind of thing to third base. Handled by Ironman, one down here at the top of the seventh. And here's Justin Foscue. Justin, top 10 prospect for the Rangers out of Mississippi State. Faced his college teammate yesterday, J.T. Ginn. Foscue 0-for-3. He struck out and flown to center twice. Takes over the inside corner at 96 for a strike, and it's 0-1. For Wanderson, just you and I have watched him, of course, in making his fifth appearance. It's just a question of consistency and fine-tuning and all that good stuff. Pitch down and in for ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Right arm at his side, baseball in his hand. He has the sign. 1-1 pitch, chopper towards short. Going to be Ironman cutting in front of Schumann. Makes the play and the throw for the out. Play by Jeremy. That's one of those, if it gets as far as Max, it might not have been able to get him. 2 up, 2 down, and here is Josh Stowers. 1-for-3. Has a run scored and a stolen base. Sent a ball down the left field line his last time up. Jeremy Ironman knocked it down nicely. He got a single out of it, but otherwise would have been extra bases. Might have driven in a run. Charles bends one over the outside corner. Good slider for a strike, 0-1. Josh Storrs, right-handed hitter. Wanderson set, 0-1 count. Pitch takes flight, rip it foul down the left field side. Woo! That was past the screen, got into the seats. There's some folks down there in the non-protected, not much that isn't protected anymore. And Well, that ball got in and right back out of the stands, and I mean in a hurry. 0-2 count to Stowers, 6-3 Frisco. Top of the seventh inning. And whoop, this ball. Something else got loose. That'll be retrieved by Max Schumann. Flips the ball, or whatever it is, back into the seats. Kellen Strom would be next if Stowers can extend the top of the seventh inning. Michael's that. The little two pitches outside for a ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Stowers, very solid start, 1-for-3 in this game, as mentioned, so 317 the batting average. No home runs and six driven in. Set by Charles. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a ball, I think. Yep, going to be an automatic ball. Again, that one is pretty clear. You have to have started your motion. Umpire's judgment, of course, but, you know, they've seen it before. Tapper back to the mound. Charles Flo, the throw rather, is in time. So a good inning for Wanderson. Three ground outs, a 1-2-3 inning. He is one of those guys, and I know it's cliche, but you throw the numbers out. It's just how is he throwing the ball on this given day, and how is the progression coming along? And just fine in the seventh, 1-2-3, go the Rough Riders. It's a kind of a family affair kind of deal, a non-Googleable trivia coming up. Village Car Wash score, Riders 6, Rockhounds 3.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment at only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Going to take it back a little bit. It was on this date, 1996. There had only been three, and as of this night, there would be four guys. This is amazing stuff. 300 home runs and 300 stolen bases. Well, I mean, that is rarefied air. Only eight guys have done it now. But at that time, there were four because one guy joined that club on this date. Now, three of them were family, directly or indirectly. 300 home runs, 300 stolen bases. Of the first four to get there, three of them were family. We are family. Can you tell me who they were? Michael Goldberg will lead it off as the theme plays. Michael, 2-for-2. Couple of singles. Takes down and away for a ball. One ball. No strikes. Time coming to an end. Kettle drums, please. 1-0 and no win. Yeah. Michael Goldberg swings and misses. Comes up empty. One ball, one strike. Seth Nordlund into his second inning of work. Well, the guy who joined the club on this date was Barry Bonds. One ball, one strike, pitch just wide, 2-1. With his 300th home run, had the 300 stolen bases. The three other guys to do it, two were family for Barry. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. His dad, direct family, Bobby Bonds, and his godfather, a guy named Willie Mays. You've heard of him. He was good. It swung on, ground ball, left side, got a chance, and it's deflected off the glove of Ornelas, the third baseman, into left field, Michael Goldberg. How'd the line go? Don't get me started. He is 3-for-3 in this game. He already has a 6-for-6 game on the season. I'm sensing a pattern that when Michael gets it going, he gets it going. Michael Goldberg had a 6-for-6 game on April 10th at Amarillo. Now, in his other games, he's hitting 156, but you add the 6-for-6, and whole different story. Pitcher called strike at the knees to Max Schumann. No balls and one strike. Michael came in at 289. And boy, he's bumped that up. And he doesn't have a lot of ABs, so he'll bump it up a bunch. Now 3-for-3. Mr. Max, showed bunt, drew the bat back, took a ball, 1-1. On this date again, Barry Bonds joins his dad, Bobby, his godfather, Willie Mays, and Andre Dawson. He's the speaker at our winter sports banquet. Hall of Famer. The 1-1 pitch drops down on the way, 2-1. They were the first four members of the 300-300 club, home runs and stolen bases in the big leagues. What a combination, amazing combination, really, of speed and power. 2-1 pitch down and away, 3-1 now to Max Schumann. One on, nobody down. Hounds trying to rattle the cage here in the seventh. They trail the ball game 6-3. Max 1-for-1. Picks, strike of the knees, 3-2. Walked and scored in the first, was plunked by a pitch in the second. RBI single in the fourth. He steps out for a moment. By the way, since 1996, when Barry joined Bobby Bonds and Willie Mays and Andre Dawson in that club, four guys have gotten there. 3-2, fouled away. The count remains 3-2 to Max. Zach Geloff on deck. Reggie Sanders, Steve Finley, A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, and Carlos Beltran. Still just eight guys ever, 300 homers, 300 steals. 3-2 pitch. Now step the middle. That's going to be a double play, I do believe. Stepping on the bag, Durant throws. Can he get him? He can. 6-3, double play. Well, that was simply put, tailor-made. Near the bag, Durant gobbled it up, and Max Schumann, who won't do it often, bounces into a double play. And so, promising start to the seventh inning. Now his base is empty, two down for Zach Geloff. Zach 0-for-2, plus a base on balls. So getting into crunch time territory, may or may not come back up in this ball game. Pitcher called strike, and it's 0-1. I had not meant to keep you in the dark over his little bit of personal business. Something has happened pretty much. He's ended the last two innings. I've forgotten to give you the update. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. Base is empty, two men down. 6-3 score. Zach came in at 353, 0-for-2 with a walk. 1-1 pitch, fouled it back. Count is 1-2. Right-handed hitter is the former University of Virginia star. He stands back in. Pitch clock in. They'll reset that. And the batter had stepped out. Pitch to Geloff. Swung on and missed. Out on strikes. Zach Geloff has hits in his first 14 games at the AA level. He's played in 14. He has at least one hit in every game. He is 0-for-3 in this one. A little insult to injury, perhaps. We'll see. After 7, the Lich Car Wash score, Frisco 6, Rockhounds 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit Trinity Place, a very special place for you to enjoy comfort, convenience, and space. In Odessa, visit Summertree Place, beautifully landscaped grounds complemented with the most sophisticated interiors. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Seven innings in the books. Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rough Riders 6, Rockhounds 3. Frisco has 6 runs on 11 base hits and no errors, 6-11-0. Rockhounds 3 runs, 6 hits and 3 errors, and sometimes you can get away with them, but That has not been the case this evening. The errors have been responsible for four unearned runs. So as we go to the top of the eighth inning, Wanda St. Charles, second inning of work, bottom third of the order. First pitch called strike to Kellen Strom. Strom has walked, struck out, and bounced into a fielder's choice. He's 0 for 2, right-handed hitter. Wanderson, three ground ball outs in the seventh. Three up, three down. Fastball, whew, strike 97 at the knees. 0-2 the count. Wanderson retiring the riders in order in the seventh. First time they have gone 1-2-3 in this game. As you hear the wind just knocking the stuffing out of the microphone. Swinging a foul straight back. 0-2. Strom, again, walks and strikes out quite a bit. He has 11 walks, 12 strikeouts. Hitting 167, but does get on base. 0-2 pitch, not this time. Backup pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that was filthy. Backup slider. And a swinging strike three. First strikeout for Wanderson. Four up, four down. Sounds odd to say about a guy with a 27 ERA at this point, but if he returns to form, he probably won't be here all that long. He's a guy that has been at this level and the next one before the injury. Pitched down and away for a ball, and 1-0 to guy who's having a really good ball game. Sandro Fabian struck out in the second inning, but he singled on an 0-2 pitch, driving in a run in the fourth, later scored. Got down 0-2 and doubled in the sixth and scored. 2-for-3. Swings and drills it, but it's fair. It's going to do damage. Left field line, fair or foul. Is that a fair ball? That is a fair ball gone. Solo home run for Fabian. And I guarantee you absolutely, positively, that's the correct call. Bobby Crosby's looking right down that line, never flinched. Well, Sandro Fabian hadn't hit a whole bunch on this season before this series, and in fact he was 0 for 4 yesterday. Whoa! Lights went out for a moment. You know, I'm not used to that yet. The fact that you can just turn the lights out and turn them back on like it's your living room. That's what you do with stadium lights. I don't know if that was a signal of discontent or not. Solo home run. Maybe in second home run of the year, and it's 7-3 Frisco. Wanderson with a delivery foul straight back, 0-1 now to Matt Watley. So, solo home run. Boy, that was just a shot. On balls hit down the first baseline, the visiting manager has as good a view as anybody, but maybe the base umpire. And the same thing down the left field line. It's the home manager. Just looking right down the line from the top step of the dugout. Called strike, and it's 0-2. To Matt Watley. Rockhounds managers have always, there's a little corner just to this side of the dugout steps. Here's a line drive fouled on the left field side. Still 0-2 to Watley. Top of the order, Jonathan Ornelas on deck. And for, what, 20-plus seasons, that's where the manager has his perch and usually kind of just props that left arm on the railing, and he's looking, just turns his head, looking straight down the baseline. 0-2, second time. Charles with the 0-2 pitch. Drops low, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders got off to a tremendous start on this season. And after the sweep of San Antonio on the road into Alamo City, shortly thereafter, their lead, I think it was 13 games in, if I recall. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Punch. Just foul, woo, and getting out of the way. Base umpire Pete Talkington. Boy, that was an inside-out swing line drive, and it was tailing foul. And Pete, of course, trying to get out of the way in the foul ground, and boy, that thing, woo, tracking him like the shark from Jaws. 1-2 again, stretching pitch to Watley, and he fouls another one back, so he's doing battle here. The count remains one ball and two strikes. San Antonio, let me see, they are now six games out. San Antonio, and I think it was 13 games in, fifth place at that time. They are still in fifth place in the division. They were eight games behind Frisco. Hard hit ball, shortstop diving under the glove of Max Schumann. Can't get there. Boy, what an at-bat for Watley. He got down 0-2, fouled off three two-strike pitches, and drills a sharply hit ball low just under the glove of a diving Max Schumann into left field, base hit. It's a really good AB. Top of the order now. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas is 4-for-4 in this game. He came in at 345, so, man, he's off to a tremendous start. Takes down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. A double and three singles. He has scored one and driven in three. Only thing he's done wrong was get picked off first base after his game-opening single. Top of the order, top of the eighth inning. Swinging a bouncing ball, foul well wide of third base. One ball and one strike to count. Riders trying to even this series. And they are up by four runs. It's so early in the season, you can't really call much of anything an overwhelming trend at all, but the Riders are actually under 500 at home. Here's the 1-1. Up and in for a ball. Count is two balls and a strike. But they are 6-1, going perhaps on 7-1 on the road. Two balls, one strike. Tossed to first by Wandis and Charles. Back is Matt Watley. Matt is the catcher. Drew a throw. They say base stealing is going away. That's not the case really in the Texas League this year. Hounds don't run a lot, but they will run. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Lifted high and foul into a kind of a deep bluish-gray evening sky. Wind has just not relented. Weather forecast for the ballpark right at game time was 25 to 35 mile-an-hour winds. It was supposed to back off a little bit. Hadn't done that yet. 2-2. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. Here's the throw, and it's going to be wide. It's going to get into center field. Watley will not advance. So a stolen base for Matt Watley, the catcher. Out on strikes Ornelas, so he is retired for the first time in the game. He's 4-for-5. Another runner in scoring position. J.P. Martinez, the batter, he is 2-for-3 plus a walk. Struck out his last time. That's newsworthy. Here's a swing and a miss. Chases one down and out of the zone. Michael Danielak got him in the sixth inning. Boy, P.J. 3-for-4 last night. 2-for-3 plus a walk here tonight. Home runs in both games. Bunt singles in both games. 0-1 pitch, low and away. One ball, one strike. Activity will begin at a right-hander. Throwing in the bullpen now. Let's see, starting to loosen up. Wandis and I would think is on a pretty specific pitch limit. 1-1 pitch. Drops down low for ball. Two balls, one strike. Top of the eighth. It's 7-3 Frisco. Sandro Fabian with a solo home run. He's 3-for-4 in this game. So Ornelas is 4-for-5. Martinez has been tremendous throughout. 2-for-3 plus the walk. And Fabian 3-for-4 with a home run and a double. 2-1 pitch, and that's lashed into left field. That is going to sink and drop for a base hit. Going to send the runner home. Here's the throw by Devin Foyle, and not quite in time. And down to second on the throw goes Martinez. What P.J. Martinez. J.P., excuse me, man, is he just having a series. 3-for-4 both nights, and he had a walk in this ball game. So, run across, both runs earned against Wandis, and of course, solo home run, and now the RBI single. Down to second on the throw home goes Martinez, and here is Ezequiel Duran. Well, J.P. Martinez has been, well, painful from a Rockhounds perspective, but from a baseball perspective, really fun to watch in this series. Swing and a miss. Duran now, 0-1 count. Duran, 0-for-4. Pitch from Charles, popped in the air right side. The wind will push this well into the seats. Well, it was a Brave fan reaching up to try to make that play. The ball just over his fingertips and into the row behind him. Quick 0-2 count to Duran. Every rider but two has reached base. Ezequiel and Justin Foscue have not reached base, and the other seven have, and they've done some damage. It's 8-3 on a 14-hit attack. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-2 the count. So for Juan, it's in a 1-2-3 seventh inning, but the eighth, giving up a couple of runs on three base hits, including a home run, does have two strikeouts in the inning. Runner at third. Stretch and pitch, swung on and lashed into left center field. On the move is Devin Foyle. He will dive, but he can't make the play. It's backed up in center field by Goldberg, but that will drive home a run into second. They get him. He has out. Tried to stretch it into a double to Duran, so he is out. Zach Geloff covering the bag. RBI single. And then I believe 8-4 on the putout at second base. But before the out, Martinez scores on the play. So RBI for Duran is his fifth. And before the out is recorded, that will plate the third run of the inning. So we have played 7.5. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number 8. Village Car Wash score of our game now reads Frisco 9 and the Rockhounds 3.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Chase Cannabwig leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the eighth. Takes a call. Strike does Chase. And Rockhounds down by a half dozen as the delivery up and away from left-hander Seth Nordlund. So 1-1. Chase Cannabwig at the plate. Apologize. I was slow getting out of that inning because I realized I had written something on my card and did not tell you. Here's the 1-1 and a bouncer foul. It's 1-2. Martinez advanced to third and then scored, would have scored in the single anyway, but he advanced on a balk to Wandis and Charles. And I was in mid-sentence on something else when he balked, and I did not tell you. Wrote it down, didn't tell you. It was a swing and a miss, and Cannabwig got on strikes. So Chase very much way out of the ordinary tonight. He is 0-for-4 in this game as Cannabwig. Strikeout. It's the third of the ball game for Seth Nordlund since coming on. Came on in the sixth. Delivers inside corner and a called strike to Devin Foyle. Devin 1-for-3 as an RBI. That came on an out in the first inning. On a really good play by shortstop Ezekiel Duran. Takes down an in ball one. One ball, one strike. What a shame. Duran, speaking of Ezekiel, he is as close to being illegal on the shift as you can get. Pitch high and away for a ball. Well, I mean, he is to the third base side of second, but you and I are looking right out that way in about 1.5 more steps, Ezekiel, and you're going to be illegal. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 3-1. Well, as time allows, I'm on board with the pitch clock. I am now because they're enforcing it. I saw a great comment on that the other day. 3-1, up, down and in, ball four. Good patience by Devin, and he draws a walk. I think one of them was think, and I want to give credit where credit is due, Michael Wilbon, I think, on ESPN put it really, really well when it was announced that the pitch clock and enforcement of it, because it really hasn't been enforced very well at all. To me, it's been just superfluous the last couple of years, but now it's being enforced, and as Michael Wilbon said, he's not excited about it, doesn't really care for it, but if it's working, all for it. Amen. Pitch to the corner down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. And I won't call it the stupid pitch clock anymore. I think it has been for a couple of years, but, boy, they flipped the switch, if you recall, what, about a week ago? A little bit more than that now. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-0. I think it was halfway through the Corpus Christi series, so 10 days or so. And it was announced the grace period was over, the pitch clock would be enforced. It has been. Kudos to the umpires. I think they're doing a great job that way. Swing and a fly ball foul. That will get well out of play. Hello, grass berm. Nope, going to carry down to the concourse. Takes about an 80-foot hop. Bangs off against the clubhouse and batting cage building down the first base side on the concourse. And kids in pursuit. Two balls, one strike to count. Batter Jeremy, I forgive me, Jeremy. So tell the good folks who's up there. Three balls and a strike. He takes down and away. 3-1 to Ironman. Runner at first. One man down. Devin Foyle with a walk. And I do believe count, I think, 3-1 to Ironman. Jeremy, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Pitch swung on and drilled to left field. Well, this ball is hit hard. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Jeremy Ironman. That is going to bring runners at second and 30. He hit it too hard. He threw the second base is close. He got just under the tag. Jeremy Ironman just drilled that ball to left field. Stowers played it really well. He turned, and the ball, instead of hitting maybe higher up on the wall, doesn't come directly out as much. That hit the base of the wall. I'm going to watch again. Now, Stowers played it very well. The ball hit a little short hop right to the base of the wall, kicked up in the air. Stowers grabbed it, turned, and threw back in very quickly. So Foyle is unable to score, and down by a bunch. Of course, you don't want to risk it. But Jeremy Ironman is 2-for-4. Double to left field, 2 on with one man down. Pitching coach Jeff Andrews will come out for a visit. Jeremy Ironman had a good series in Wichita, had a home run taken away from him on a brilliant defensive play, otherwise would have had 3 home runs, and I guess you could say should have in that series. Jeremy Ironman doesn't get an RBI there simply because of the ball's trajectory and velocity. But he has a ribby in this game. He has 8 RBIs in his last 5 games, and he is now 4-for-8 in the series, is Jeremy Ironman. Jordan Diaz will be the batter. So 9-3 the score, 2 on, both in scoring position. Just the second hit given up by Seth Nordlund. Here's Diaz. Jordan takes just outside. Ball 1-1-0. Jordan Diaz finished the Wichita series in a flurry. Here's the 1-0 stretch and pitch. Takes down low for ball 2-0. Had a base hit to Jordan in last night's game. So came in 7 for his last 17. He's 0-for-3 tonight. So 7 for his last 20. Still pretty doggone good. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball with good run on it. And in chasing, 2 balls and 1 strike to count. William Simonite waiting on deck. Last of the 8th. Rockhounds need to take advantage, you would think, of this opportunity if they're to chip away and get back in the ballgame. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back by Diaz. Count is 2-2 to Jordan. Right-handed hitter. Loves those orange batting gloves, does Jordan. Very, I don't know if he does it on purpose to match the Rockhounds colors, but it sure works. Here's the 2-2. Just down and away, ball 3. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Breeze has been unrelenting. And you know what, even in West Texas, you get it at, 25, 30 miles an hour. That's not breeze, that's wind. It's to Diaz. Tempted, didn't go. Ball 4. So Jordan will draw a base on balls, and they are loaded up for William Simonite. Rockhounds catcher and right-handed hitter. Well, the Hounds have been a team. They have shown themselves able to get up off the deck. Not necessarily going to come back and win a game. Wouldn't promise that. But they has shown the ability to come back. Jared Gettert will come out and he's going to go to the bullpen. So Seth Nordlund will go 2 1/3. He will depart with the bases full. There's one man down in the inning, and in the eighth, back to the Frisco bullpen. Simonite will be the batter. We'll check the new pitcher out of the pen for the Rough Riders, who lead it 9-3. Rockhounds led at 1.2-1. Riders tied it at 2 and then got a 3-run inning, all unearned, but a 3-run inning that gave them the lead, and they have not relented. As soon as the conference breaks up on the mound, we'll get a look at the new man on the mound. Game 2 of this 6-game set. Teams play tomorrow evening at 7. I think this is Chase Lee. Want to make sure? Yep, it sure is. Chase Lee on the pitch. A windy night in West Texas. Get Chase Lee's name written in on the card, and he will face William Simonite. Base is full, one man down. Chase's numbers on the season, and he has been absolutely lights out. One of the best relievers in the Texas League, without question. In 6 appearances, he has 3 saves in 3 chances. In 7 1/3 innings, just 3 hits, 3 walks, and 10 strikeouts, a 0 ERA. He is not allowed to run, earned, or otherwise. So Chase Lee will be the pitcher. Not the biggest guy in the world. He's 6 feet, 170. 23 years of age out of McCalla, Alabama. 6th rounder just last year by the Rangers. And he will face William Simonite with the bases loaded. So not a save situation. It's close, but not quite. William Simonite is 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Lee drops down and gives you that almost sidearm delivery, but yanks it up and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Boy, not a big guy at all, but his numbers are outstanding. He bends one over the inside corner, a called strike. Obviously, movement, deception. Drops down, gives you that three-quarter to sidearm type of motion delivery. Not quite submarining. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Boy, the numbers speak for themselves at this point. Just checking the wind. Yeah, 20 to 24 miles an hour. The 2-1 pitch. Ball hit in the air. Right center field. That's well struck. On the move. Long run. Tracking it down in center field nicely as Martinez. One run will score. Two runners will advance. Sacrifice fly. But Frisco will take that somewhat gladly. In the score is Devin Boyle. Boy, on a calm night, that ball is to the wall almost without question. That was hit right into the teeth of the wind into right center field. Martinez, a really nice job tracking it down. Ironman advances down to third base with Boyle in to score. So the sacrifice fly is the second out of the inning. And here is Shane Selman, 0-3 in this one. Hitting a little under 200 now is Shane. He's not quite an all-or-nothing hitter at this point, but again, of his 5 hits, 3 have left the building. 2-1 pitch, first pitch to him. Ground ball right side, should be easy pickings. Foscue on the grass, wide throw, but it's handled by Blaine Krim for the out. 4-3. Who's that put out in the score? My goodness, what am I missing here? There's Shane Selman. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Boy, did I just whiff on something? I'll catch up. Well, I beg your pardon. That catch wasn't made, was it? My goodness gracious. His pitch is too wide to Goldberg. Wow, there's a whiff. And whiff like that since Little League. So 2 down, 9-5, correct myself. Swing and a miss. Man, nasty pitch away, and Shane comes up empty. I'm way ahead of myself on that. Apologies. The swing and a miss in the count now. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 to Selman. Aha. Second balk of this inning. My goodness gracious. I've whiffed now on two balks. One I forgot to tell you, and this one I've whiffed on completely. I'm going to foul back. So Selman 2-2, and I beg your pardon, it was Simonite who grounded out. So we had a balk, two balks, two balls, two strikes, swing fly ball, center field. Martinez going back, has room. JP will track this one down. I will retotal things for you on the other side of the break. Apologies for missing that balk, which was called against Chase Lee. So this inning will come to an end. The Rockhounds do get on the board with two runs. I think we had that much right. Just did it in the wrong allotment. Apologies for missing that balk. My goodness, I caught the first one, forgot to tell you, and I didn't catch the second one at all. My goodness, that's a whiff like a curveball in Little League. We'll at least give you the proper score, I promise. We have played eight. We'll go to the top half of the ninth inning of this ball game. And after eight complete, our Village Car Wash score does read, and I promise you it's correct, Frisco 9, Rockhounds 5.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Right-hander Nick Heiberger is on the pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the top half of the ninth inning. Correcting on the card, Devin Foyle scored on a balk that was called against Chase Lee. And that was on the pitch on which Simonite had hit the ball in the outfield. But there was no play because a balk had been called. So Foyle scored on the balk. Jeremy Eierman then scored on the ground out. William Simonite the ground out, and then Shane Selman bounced out to second to end the inning. So Foyle scored on the balk, Eierman scored on the ground out, two runs across in the inning on just one base hit for the Hounds. 9-5 the score, top of the ninth, and the first pitch a swing and a miss, and boy did Blaine Krim have a rip at that, and it's 0-1. So Nick Heiberger out of the Rockhounds bullpen making his sixth appearance of the year. Nick with a 4 ERA. Bases on balls about the only blip on the screen. Pitch down and away here. One ball and one strike. Nick spent all of last season with the Rockhounds. Right-hander set, delivers, but misses outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. We're going to have to get the correcto fluid out after this one is over. And my card caught up. Goodness, a swing and a miss. Chased one away. Did Krim count as 2-2? Blaine Krim, Justin Foscue, and Josh Storrs here in the top of the ninth. Riders now by 4. 2-2 pitch. Down and away for a ball. 3-2. And remember that 4 of the 5 runs allowed by Ryan Cusick were unearned. And those are the difference in the game right now. Frisco errorless. Rockhounds have committed 3. 3-2 pitch punch. Right side. That'll sink a drop for a base hit. Good piece of hitting. Over to cut it off is Shane Selman. Gets the ball back in a hurry. But Blaine Krim, 2-for-5 in this game. Opposite field single. Here's Justin Foscue. He is 0-for-4. Riders have had pretty good contributions top to bottom in the order in this game. And not picking on Justin, just saying he's the only guy not to reach base in this game so far for the Riders. picks way up high, ball one from Heiberger. That base hit is the 16th of the game. So Frisco hitting the ball extremely well. Again, we talked about it last evening. They're pitching, hitting, and fielding all upper echelon in the league. A swing and a miss. One pitch, nasty movement on that. One ball and one strike, slider away. Count 1-1 to Foscue. Justin came in at 227, playing in just his seventh game. Did not join the club immediately out of spring training. Takes up and away for a ball. 2-1. Stayed back in Arizona. Was working through injury, but joined the ball club a little over a week ago, playing in his seventh game as the prospect. 2-1 pitch. Takes outside. Not by much. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Well, not real happy with that. That's a tightness in his back. The swing of the ground ball down the third baseline. And they say, oh, they're going to call a fair ball. Just got over the bag. Down the line it goes. No question. That's a correct call. Going to wave the runner home. And Justin Foscue, boy, every one of the riders now contributing. Slide at home plate. One of the prettiest he's ever made. But Blaine Krim is in safely. Scores all the way from first on the double down the line off the bat of Justin Foscue. RBI double. So every member of the riders now has reached base in this game. Boy, and again, that was just down the line. But, again, the litmus test is right there. If the home manager in this case, and the ball hit down the third baseline, if he doesn't react, you know it's a good call. Bobby didn't flinch. You know it's a good call there. So two base hits, one run in. Heiberger's pitch swung on, lifted in the air in the right center field. Wind will push this, I think. No, it's going to be Goldberg. Michael will make the catch. Runner will bluff, will not tag. Good throw back in. Shane Selman and Michael Goldberg both right there. The center fielder handles that, so it's one man down with a runner in scoring position and one down in the ninth, but the Riders now have expanded that lead back to five. Kellen Strom will be the batter. I'll again tell you how good these guys have been. Kellen has reached base, but he's now the only rider without a hit. But he walked back in the second inning. And that's 17 base hits now, called strike outside corner 0-1. 0-3, two strikeouts and a fielder's choice. And again, the base on balls back in the second. Right-handed hitting right fielder. Heiberger with a look out at second base now. Nick, a second glance that way. Turns, comes to the plate, swing and a miss. Yeah, he throws hard. That was 95 down and away, and it's 0-2 to Strom. Well, the Riders have outscored the Hounds 10-5 and out-hit them 17-7 in this game. Well, team batting average is going to bump up a bunch for the Riders in this one. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Heiberger, fouled away. Not a tiny piece of it did Strom. One on, one out, Strom at the plate. And Sandro Fabian, who's had a really good game. He's a triple away from the cycle. He waits on deck. 10-5 Riders. Foscue the leadoff second base. Back up pitch, swung on and missed. Got him. So Nick Heiberger with a strikeout. Two down in this ninth inning, and here is Sandro Fabian. Well, he struck out in the second inning, and he has been outstanding since. RBI single, double, and then a home run. Woo! Pitch right over his noggin, and down to the dirt goes Fabian in a hurry. One ball, no strikes. The RBI single in the fourth came on an 0-2 pitch. The double in the seventh inning, or in the sixth, rather. He got down 0-2 and hit a 1-2 pitch for a double. And then homered his last time up in the last inning. That was the eighth. Riders bat here in the ninth. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Justin Foscue, I did not mention, already has seven RBIs in seven games since joining the Rough Riders out of a little extra time of spring training. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Well, anybody who's ever had any kind of back stiffness, tightness, or anything beyond that. Boy, it's tough just to go through your 8-5. And if your 8-5 is a ball game, boy, that is rough. So Justin took some time and took care of that. Pitch down and away. Good stop by William Simon. That 3-1 to count. Frisco and Tulsa came into play today with the league's best records. Tulsa was a winner. Great ball game they pitched against Corpus Christi, winning 5-1 on just two hits. So Tulsa 11-6, and the Riders heading that way. Going to call it strike, and the count goes full 3-2. Hounds have fallen to 9-8 if they cannot launch a comeback here. Of course, they've done it this year. They've done it. Down 7 in the ninth at Wichita. 3-2, up high, ball 4. So first walk of this game for Nick. And that will bring up Matt Watley. Matt is 2-for-4, a couple of singles, has a stolen base, and 2 runs scored. Reached on a little chopper off the mound back in the fourth inning. Hit compounded by a throwing error. Swing and a miss. Comes up empty. Came around to score in that inning. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the eighth. Right-handed hitter with a slightly open stance. Hands way up high above the crown of the batting helmet. Stirs that bat with those hands held high. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Big high chopper to third base. Jeremy Ironman makes the play. Sets up, throws, and got it. So the inning over, but the Rough Riders have extended the lead. It's one run on two base hits, 17 hits in this game for the Rough Riders. A couple of men are left on base. So the Rockhounds need a handful just to keep this thing going as we go to the last half of the ninth inning. But it's Car Wash score of our ball game reads Frisco 10 and the Rockhounds 5.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grill to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Right-hander Chase Lee will come in and try to shut it down here in the eighth inning. It is now a 10-5 ball game. Hounds will have 9-1-2 in the order. Michael Goldberg, who is 3-for-3 in the game. Then back to the top for Max Schumann and Zach Geloff. But they need a bunch. They need 5 runs. Can apologize for that, for messing up in the eighth inning and missing a balk completely. You know what you get for patting yourself on the back too far in advance? The balk earlier, it's one I wrote down and forgot to tell you, but I saw that one. And I thought, gee, that's, I actually saw a balk, as it was called. Pitch down and away for ball one to Michael Goldberg. Because largely I subscribe to the theory of Ron Luciano, the great umpire with a wonderful sense of humor. Pitch outside, ball 2-0, Ron from a generation or so ago. He's a big league umpire for 187 years. Here's the 2-0 swung on and missed, 2-1. Ron Luciano once said he didn't call box because he doesn't understand the rule, which I think is pretty generally true. But I thought I'd seen one. Here's a swing and a miss, 2-2. And I kind of, back in my mind, you know, the guy who, little angel and devil on your shoulder, and a little angel patted myself on the back, said, gee, you noticed that balk. And then, of course, I completely whiffed on the next one. Pitched down and away. Just missed, not by much. Matt Watley thought it got there, 3-2. Michael Goldberg, 3-for-3 in this game. pitch. Now he got him called third strike on a bender at 81 miles an hour and just flat froze him. Called third strike. No strikeout for Chase Lee. And again, boy, he's not a big guy at all. Drops down, right-handed hitters. He's got to be really tough to pick up that baseball. So Michael Goldberg, 3-for-4 in this game. Now here's Max Schumann. Max 1-for-2. He's on base 3 out of 4. And reset that 14 seconds on the pitch clock. 18 seconds with a man on base. Pitch swung on, ground ball, one hop, sharply handled by shortstop Duran. His throw is in time. 2 down here in the ninth. And just for fun, let's look here. Started this game, in fact, I do remember precisely 6:31 because the starting pitcher, Austin Weems, who's in line for the win here tonight, he was coming in from the bullpen just about the time the first pitch was about to be thrown, had some of the other relievers or guys with him, and so game was held up for about 40 seconds or so. Pitch up and away, ball one to Zach Gelof. Well, Zach gets one more chance, so let's see here. 0-for-3. Hadn't happened yet this year. Pitch to Gelof. Takes, strike of the knees, 1-1. So we started at 6:31, and it is now 9-9, so 2:38 to this moment in time. 1-1 to Gelof. Down low, ball 2, 2-1. I am on board. Pitch clock properly enforced. Took a while. Looks like they got it right. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased one away. Boy, again, that's 88 miles an hour, which is not exactly supreme unleaded. But, boy, picking that baseball up, the flight, the delivery got to be so tough. 2-2 pitch. Gelof fouled it back. Still 2-2 to Zach. Reached on a walk, so he has now been on base in all 15 games in which he has played. 2-2, second time, pitch by Lee, check swing, did he go? Don't think so, nope, not going to get the appeal granted. I really have to go around to end the game on an appeal, or you should anyway. 10-5 Frisco trying to close it out, and Chase Lee with the 3-2 pitch, bouncing ball up the middle, going to be backhanded by Foscue, throws across his body, got him, a 14-game hitting streak goes by the boards on the last out of this game. Boy, did we say insult to injury earlier? It's exactly what it was. So, Zach Gelof, but hits in his first 14 games at the AA level for a guy who was playing college ball at this time last year. Well, the Rough Riders run away and hide in this one. When they broke a 2-2 tie earlier on in the game, they did not look back. The Riders, the first-place team in the Texas League South Division, improved to 11-6 with a victory by the score of 10-5. And gentlemen, one and all, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rough Riders, 10 runs on 17 hits. Well, they got it going tonight. No errors. 10-17 and 0. That last number might be as big as any in this ballgame. The no errors, that was really a key in this game because the Rockhounds kicked the ball around a little bit early on, and it added up to some serious damage. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors in this ballgame. J.P. Martinez hit a home run in the first inning. That is his second home run of the series. Sandro Fabian, a solo home run in the eighth inning for the Rough Riders. Austin Weems goes the first 5 innings in this game, came in with that 14.29 ERA, gave up 3 runs in 5 innings, but comes away with his first victory of the year. He is now 1-1. Ryan Cusick will take the loss for the Rockhounds. He falls to 1-1. We'll check the time and attendance part of the box score, give you a quick second look coming up. From Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score of the game. The Frisco Rough Riders 10 and the Rockhounds 5.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram. Delivering life every day.
When Frisco broke a 2-2 tie in the fourth inning, they scored three runs. They were all unearned, and that will tell you a little bit anyway about this ball game. But boy, the Riders really hit the ball well in this game. They racked out 17 base hits, and well, that's a whole big bunch any way you look at it. So a 17-hit attack. Rock Hounds kind of chipped in with a defensive miscues early in this game. J.P. Martinez continues to have a terrific series. He was 3-for-4 in this one. He was 3-for-4 last night, and he drew a walk in this game. So Martinez is 6-for-8 in the series. And my favorite part of his stat line, he has two home runs and two bunt singles in the first two games of the series. So also drove in a second run in this game with a single in the eighth inning. Jonathan Ornelas was terrific. He went 4-for-5, scored one, and he drove in three runs, including a big two-run single in that fourth inning. That drove in runs two and three of the key inning of the game in terms of Frisco taking the lead, and they simply did not give it back. So Ornelas will finish 4-for-5 in this game with a double and three ribbies and a stolen base added in just for good measure. Sandro Fabian was terrific. He went 3-for-4. He walked his last time up. A single and a double, both of those starting on an 0-2 count. In fact, the single, which drove in a run, the tie-breaking run in the fourth inning, came on an 0-2 pitch. He later homered in the eighth inning. So Fabian goes 3-for-4 with a walk. A single, a double, a home run, three scored, and two driven in. Overall, 17-hit attack for the Rough Riders in this ballgame. Michael Goldberg had a three-hit game for the Rockhounds in this contest. And, of course, as we said, just even getting that one last chance, Zach Gelop is hitless for the first time in his Double-A career. He had hit in 14 consecutive games. He did reach base in this game. So Gelop has reached base in his first 15 and had hits in his first 14 games. He finishes 0-for-4 in this ball game. Thirsty Thursday is straight ahead, the third game of this six-game set. Take a look ahead at that ball game. Couple of notes on what's coming up the weekend. We'll wrap things up in a moment when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Rockhounds and the Rough Riders meet tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, and that will be Thirsty Thursday. Discounted beer and soft drinks tomorrow, as I'm sure you know. Seat cushion night coming up on Friday night, first 1,000 fans, and then fireworks for everybody on Saturday. And as we have mentioned a couple of times, for Frisco, Jack Leiter will go to the mound, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Boy, one of the top 20 kids in all of minor league baseball. By the way, Northwest Arkansas put a 7 spot on the board against Amarillo in the fourth, and they lead 12-5. Somebody's got the bases loaded. What does he? Oh, well, Amarillo's got the bases loaded, so hold on. With two men down, they're in the eighth inning in Springdale. But if Amarillo also loses, Frisco's lead would bump back to 2 over both the Sawpoodles and the Rockhounds. To double check here on our time and attendance, and I have flat lost our box score somewhere in. Oh, Nick, well, that's just that. Yeah, that's perfect. That's the way the rest of the evening has gone from time to time. Yeah, the team's played through a, boy, stiff breeze all the way through this evening. It's still windy as the Dickens out there in this final of 10-5. Totals we gave you, here we go. They are correct. 10 runs on 17 hits for the Rough Riders. No errors. 5-7-3. 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Hounds. Weems indeed gets the win, and Cusick takes the loss. See, what were we looking for? Time again, 2:39. Boy, once again, chalk one up for the pitch clock. And 2,595, the paid attendance tonight. So that should wrap things up. Hounds and the Riders tomorrow, pitching matchup. Justin Slayton, 0-0 with a 4 ERA for the Rough Riders. Jack Cushing, 1-1, 8.10 ERA. But again, you take that with a grain of salt this time of the year. That'll be the matchup. 7 o'clock is our first pitch. We'll join you at 6:40 tomorrow here on MidlandRockhounds.org and on MILB TV. And we thank you so much for coming on board. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark. Our final score, Frisco 10 and the Rockhounds 5. And until tomorrow, wishing you a wonderful evening. We'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.